Tonight, one of Pretty Late's favorite voice actors and former state senator Dan Katowski rides sidecar for the first hour. Then later, we'll tell Chicago Tribune's political cartoonist Scott Stantis why he's a lucky man, for now. But first, Jen Kramer tells you where you should spend the 4th of July. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Oh, it's going to be a big weekend. I think that can I get my chairs set up right now at Navy Pier? Director of Entertainment and Special Events, Jen Kramer?
Tonight after the show.
Can I do that? Mm-hmm. How early do people show up on the 4th of July for watching the fireworks?
Ooh, early.
Early.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't ever really figure out. There's fireworks all summer long. Don't do that to yourself, but it's a tradition. I get it.
Yeah. Yes.
Last year, I was at Navy Pier for the 4th of July, and it was awesome.
It wasn't really awesome?
I had a great time.
I've never been to Navy Pier for the 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a rooftop I can get to here. Maybe I can watch the fireworks from there. I should be able to get
you
a good view
you
from
can.
Here.
That's actually almost as great as being there.
I think that being at Navy Pier would be more greater.
Yeah, it is more greater.
It actually encourages the bad use of grammar.
Right. It is the greaterest.
Yes, mm-hmm. It's the most gracedest. Greatest? Now I'm not even using the correct words at all. Yes, Jen
Architectural
Kramer.
Digest. Yes. Big deal, right? Listed Navy Pier is one of the top 10 places to watch fireworks.
Really?
Today.
Congratulations.
Yeah, find
today.
It's stupendler.
It's stupendler.
That's what I'm saying.
Stupendifus.
Esmeralda, have you ever been to Navy Pier for the fireworks on 4th of July?
No, I tried to go once, mm-hmm. and I thought, let's not go to Navy Pier. Let's go to the side of Navy Pier. And then we realized that we missed all the fireworks because we were on the beach where all the buildings were blocking it.
Oh, man.
I was there in spirit.
Well, I want to know what the best way is to get there, first of all, because I went to Ravinia last week and I learned a lot of lessons. So if this is someone's first time and, so they're not a deer in the headlight, so they're not in the middle of the crowds, because you've got so many great restaurants, so many great things to see at Navy Pier, so they can get there early and do a lot of other things.
You should come for the day.
For the day.
Get there.
Go on the, what's it called, like the Sea Dogs?
Yep, Sea Dog, all the entertainment cruises. We have shoreline boats. There's boats upon boats that go out for the fireworks, which is super fun.
Yeah.
You're not on the land.
Can people still get tickets for those boats?
Absolutely.
Too? Okay.
Yep, right on our website.
Go to the NavyPier.com.
That's right.
Yeah, NavyPier.com and watch. I'd love to do that someday.
You will someday.
I will someday. But I'll be here working at 11 o'clock. Right. I mean, I know your fireworks go off earlier than that, but I'd hate to be on the boat in the middle of Lake Michigan and I can't get back.
That wouldn't be good.
Craig and I were in a car one year on the 4th of July trying to get to the station, and I think we were we were on Lakeshore Drive and they had closed Grand Avenue to get to the station.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's for you guys.
Right.
Right. So we were so that pedestrians would have a safe passage.
And then there were a bunch of people in the street walking.
A lot of stupid people in the street. I mean, a lot of wonderful pedestrians in the street.
Well, they took over part of the street. I think we had to turn and then it was way too long to get here.
And then there were people with strollers crossing on green lights and stuff. And it was, it took us 40 minutes from Grand and Lakeshore Drive to get here.
The people pushing strollers beat us here.
Yes, they did.
All of them.
I know. Well, there was one point where I turned the car over to Craig. It was my mother-in-law's old Buick that I had inherited. So it was a big tank, and I was going to have him drive, and I would have to jump and run because I was just a block away, and I couldn't get here.
Yeah, I would not advise
driving.
No,
do not drive.
No.
Get a hotel room.
That's right. Or walk.
From Naperville. If you're in Naperville, walk.
Park your car on the other side of the city and hoof it. Take a divvy.
There's got to be some secret parking spots that people don't know about.
Well, we have all these new partner garages now around the area, which is really great.
Senator Katowski, she gets to have your chair.
Hi there, Senator.
Yeah, first come, first serve in this. This is Jen Kramer. Hi. Senator Katowski, how are you doing today? I have an idea, by the way. I have an idea because I know that you're not in the Senate anymore, so we can say things that are perhaps a little even more aggressive.
Really?
I decided
this is a new day.
It's a new day.
You're going to be different?
Yeah, because I haven't been aggressive yet.
No.
I realize it's not a turnaround agenda. I want to take a vote on this. 312-981-7200. You can vote by text or by calling us. I think it's either the billionaire agenda or the hostage demands. What do you prefer?
Hostage demands.
Like hostage demands.
Yeah, is there another choice?
You can, give me another choice. Billionaire agenda, hostage demands, instead of turnaround agenda.
Turn back agenda.
Turn back.
Turn over.
No.
Because
he just announced that he's going to run for another Another term.
Another office.
Another office. I was gonna. I was hoping it was like
hostage.
Maybe it was like
it?
Dog catcher. Demand. Hostage demands.
I'm looking for. This is your show.
No,
you can be. I think you, it's like something alliterative, something catchier.
Ooh, you're right. Well, because you know how important, Jen, this is true for any business. It's the language is important and how
Without
you present something.
It's brand.
Right? Yeah. So right. We've been letting him run with the turnaround agenda for the last year, right?
Well, the media has kind of indulged that. They
That's
restate
what I'm
that
saying.
All the time.
So can I say what would
you
be
could say whatever you want.
Billionaire agenda. No, you don't like that?
Well, here's the thing is I think there are people in... just because someone's a billionaire doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a bad person. There are billionaires who are good people.
Exactly. I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm just saying it's his agenda.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, is it his agenda because he's a billionaire, or is it? Are you saying it's the billionaire agenda? Well, what is the
Sounds
billionaire
like
agenda?
It's four,
so you like hostage demands?
Better.
the most of us don't matter agenda.
Boom.
I don't care about anybody.
So
agenda?
You're saying
yeah, that one. I care about almost nobody agenda.
I care about nobody agenda.
Yeah. No, nobody matters agenda.
Nobody matters agenda. Yeah. My way or the highway agenda.
Ooh,
is that better?
Yeah,
ooh,
my, way, the
my way, way or the highway agenda.
Yeah, but then it's like then you're saying, yeah, I'm doing it my way. It's like
it's too,
there's like that
too positive
sort of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's too cool.
Hey, he did it his way. Good for him.
Esmeralda, do you have one? I think it's the language is what's for people having trouble with.
You need some alliteration.
Well, the senator said the same thing.
Yeah,
she likes that.
Go with it.
Do we keep the word?
Hey, by
agenda?
The way, thanks Esmeralda for coming to a mini golf outing. She was there.
No, she wasn't. She was in my car.
She totally stood it on the air. She said she was coming.
I know. She
said
was in my
Patty.
Car.
Huh?
I know. I called you and
really
texted
upset.
You with apologies. He had a great event. Yeah, you didn't invite Jen.
Jen Kramer was there. She was the entertainer.
I go everywhere I'm invited.
Wait, was Jen invited to my... Do we know Jen was invited to my surprise party back in
It was a great party. It was the greatest party I ever went
this
to.
This is what I'm saying. Jen's not invited to anything.
Patty was supposed to drive me and she didn't drive me there. So.
Yeah, I did not drive her there. I picked up everyone. I picked up Dr. Daphne Scott. I picked up Esmeralda. It was 8:00. And we were
at night.
Yes.
But the thing, it started
the traffic,
at 6.
I know.
Where were you at?
Dr. Daphne was not available until 7:30. And I had promised to take her miniature golfing. And I was like, okay, I'll wait for you. And I thought we could make it from 7:30 to your event. And it was not possible. It was not possible. There was too much traffic on Friday. I don't know. I don't drive like in regular people's time.
No, but the point is the event was practically over by around 8 o'clock.
That's why we didn't go.
No, I get it. Thanks. They registered. I processed it.
I'm so sorry.
Why didn't I get invited again?
Do you know what? It was
on Facebook.
On Facebook.
There was a
You are a Facebook friend. You're an FBF. You're on there.
We talked about it on my show.
Yeah.
You know, extensively. The Facebook invite is, you know,
what?
There's so many that don't matter. That would have mattered. You need to flag it or something. I get invited to stuff from people
Jen,
I don't even know.
I know.
Don't feel bad.
I didn't get invited and I was on the show.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
No. Right here.
If you're on the show, you know about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I mean,
you were going to have you rent a car to come.
Can I say he didn't invite me either? I wanted to
maybe that's true.
Out of the goodness
right.
of my heart for children who need a better life.
Can I also say
I wanted to go out of the goodness of my heart. Yes. I blew it off out of the badness.
You were all invited. You said, what do you have going on? I had this going on. And by virtue of my saying that, I meant, hey, you know, you guys are all invited. I guess printed invitation.
Yeah, Esmeralda,
can
did you
I say
feel
that
extra
Patty?
Invited?
Well, Patty had to invite me.
I invited
because you, God, Senator, did
weird.
Not invite me.
This is
weird.
This is all being
so
twisted
awkward.
And turned around.
And when you say we're all invited, I need detail.
I know. That's
yeah,
I was
gave it
drive
to
you
on the air. I said Mountain View Golf Course in Des Plaines.
Well, I can't go there. I don't have a car.
Are you, Senator?
And I specifically said don't pick people up at 7:30 at night.
You did say that. You said you'll never make it. You'll never, ever make it.
You'll never
make it. Did you get my invitation for the screening of Airplane? At Nick D's Movie Club?
Was that a Facebook invite?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
No. Maybe what should happen is...
I got it.
There should be we should all personally invite people through phone calls
on my
emails.
Show.
Remember
hey,
that?
Text. Hey, Jen yeah. Kramer.
Or yeah. on air.
Yeah. We're right here. Eye to eye, look at this.
Yeah. What's going on the cell phone action
on,
over there?
Yeah, there you go. On July 7th. No, July 5th. On July 5th, there will be a showing of Airplane at the Rosemont Movie Co. It's a Tuesday night.
Only the best movie in the history of the world.
This is what I'm saying.
Tuesday the 5th.
Tuesday the 5th.
Day after the 4th.
Yes.
I picked the wrong week to stop.
I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Tuesday, July 12th at 7 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Ooh, that's a better date.
Putting it in my calendar. I've
right
decided.
Here. Right
Tuesday,
here.
July 12th. It's right here. And, yep. and I sent you. I'm pretty sure I sent you an invitation.
Sweet.
Yes, I'm saying. So I didn't send you an invitation. I didn't send you an invitation for Raiders of the Lost Ark, and I apologize for that. That was last month. But I will make sure you're on all. I'll make sure that you're on all invitations.
That is fun. I love the movies, and I love popcorn even more.
Oh, by the way, for our listening audience, you are all also invited. I do sort of sound like I'm having just a conversation with Jen.
I like what you said a second ago, though, about inviting people on the show, and anybody can do it. We should do a segment called "You've Been Invited," where our listeners can invite other listeners to go to stuff.
Oh,
if you guys
like
just want to call in,
yeah.
If you have a friend that you invited to something and you're not sure if they're going, 312-981-7200, call us and invite them on our show.
Exactly. And then send them a copy of the podcast with the invitation, because it'll be up on our website tomorrow.
It'll be up. That'll be great.
And then commit to going and then try your best to show up.
How can
you
stuck
in traffic?
Yeah, and get stuck in traffic.
I'm so sorry.
No, what? I'll get through it.
All right.
There's therapists in town.
I'll get you something to ease the pain after this on 720 WGN. It's a line from Field of Dreams. Ease. If you're headed north, Senator. I have a job to do here. May I do this live? If you're headed north, yes, we can hear you when you're talking that loudly. You have a particularly loud voice, and it's charming and everything. But when I'm doing this, I have to. Oh, what?
Sorry, I forgot it was on the radio.
Okay, can you give me the music again? Hold on a second. Let's do this. If you're headed north, you better bring an appetite. Finding great treats in the Badger State. Cruising Wisconsin tonight on WGN-TV News at 9. You're making people dance on North Michigan Avenue there, Craig. Hello.
Yeah, White Snake.
They're in a good mood. I love that.
White Snake.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. I saw him in concert like 5 times. Don't tell anybody.
So, we won't.
Would you say
safe with all of us?
Is White Snake the band you've seen more than any other band?
In high school.
In high school?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Indigo Girls more than any other performing.
Really?
Yeah, singers.
I thought that was the other thing. What's the song? Sweet Intoxication, I'm High on You? Who sings that? Mm-hmm. Who is that?
You don't know.
Sweet Intoxication. What is that?
Yeah, keep singing, Senator.
38 Special?
No. It's...
Not Night Ranger.
You can keep singing it.
Yeah,
Senator
please. Just sing the same line over and over again.
You can keep. Yeah. You want to keep
Baba, baba.
I'm loving it.
By the way, what is with the singing in the General Assembly?
What?
In the General
what singing
Assembly.
What are you talking about?
We shall overcome. I'm high on you, Craig.
Oh, thank
who
you.
Is it?
Danny, you still don't know, do you?
Oh, wait. Gosh, I've been.
The Journey? What is it?
No.
Wait till you hear the vocal.
Fish.
Survivor?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, Survivor, yeah. I let the wheel of fortune spin.
I touched your hand before. So Dan's a drummer. Dan's an air drummer. Jen, what's your go-to? You're an air guitar.
Yes, that was
I just, I'm tambourine. I do the tambourine.
Awesome.
Is that maybe yes. The little eggs?
I usually assign the kids when we're driving the car and I put music on. And I'm like, all right, you're on the drums. You're on electric guitar. And my son Cooper's like, come on, Dad. I'm like, no, you're on electric guitar. And then they all start doing it, which
there
is really
you go.
Cool.
See? That's very fun.
You know, air bands.
Best. Rob Martier, what are you? Are you bass? What are you playing? Are you the lead vocalist? Who's lead vocals?
No, you know what? I'm more casual. I like to, you know, get the bass going there, get the thumb, thumb hitting on those chords. Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, the bass players are all chill.
Absolutely.
Esmeralda, what are you rocking?
She's like, an oversized guitar.
There you go. I like that.
Really?
Yeah. I like a cello.
They're always very large. I don't know why.
This is a huge ones.
Just very big, oversized air guitar.
It's got an inflatable
huge
guitar.
Yeah.
It's like the size
how do you
of
even
a bus.
Play it?
It's amazing. Craig, what's
what was that movement there? What the heck?
She's playing a giant guitar.
Stop it.
I don't know. That
was her Bernie Sanders.
Wait a minute.
I don't play guitar. I had to hug my guitar.
It's better than playing it. You just hug it.
What?
That's
name.
Craig, what's your go-to?
My go-to air instrument, I play tiny little maracas.
There you go.
So that's all. Just little tiny.
What's worse, this or this?
Yours is worse.
Just curious.
Awesome.
What are your plans for the 4th of July, sir?
Are you talking to me or
yes,
Craig?
Senator
Kutowski. You're looking askance at me. For the 4th of July?
Mm-hmm.
That's a while away.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not. It's...
It's a week and a half.
Yeah, okay. A week and a half.
All right, whatever. Okay, it's a week and a half.
Fine. What are your plans for Pride Parade?
I am going to be away this. I'm going to. My son's got a baseball tournament this week.
So you won't be here there on Sunday?
I'm going to St. Louis.
Well, then never mind.
13-year-old.
Jen, there's some big doings on Saturday at Navy Pier.
Big doings. First time ever Navy Pier Pride.
Sweet.
A huge event Saturday.
How long has this been in the works?
Ooh, several months. It's part of our Arts and Discovery program, which is going to last all year. The reinvention of our events at Navy Pier.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And what's your do you get to say which your new favorite restaurants are? Like, do you?
God, there's so many, and we're getting a Lalo's.
You're getting a Lalo's. Yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
Have you been there recently, Senator?
I have not.
Not just Lalo's, but Navy Pier.
No, I've been to Navy Pier.
It's remarkable. Did you just give him a thumbs down for not coming out to Navy Pier?
Yeah. Why did you just do that?
I said you
was about
there.
Lalo's.
No,
I haven't been there lately.
For those who haven't been to Navy Pier,
I'm trying to talk like Patty right now. Huh?
They've been renovating. They've been expanding a lot of areas. You know, there's and even like just the lighting, the atmosphere, the mood of it has been really
transformed. It's so amazing because at one point that was where you saw the Charlie Daniels band play for the 100,000 people.
Survivor.
Right?
Yeah. It was before it was Taste of Chicago. What was it called? It was
Chicago Fest.
That's right. I remember. Yeah. I think I saw like my first live stand-up comedy. They had a comedy stage. And I think I saw my first, like it was like
really?
4 or 5 or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, massive cool. crowds.
Yeah. Huge crowds.
Just, just unbelievable.
Was that what inspired them to turn it into a destination like that? Or was that?
You know, it was part of it. I think that was really the last iteration before Navy Pier became what it is now. And I think people realized it being on the water. It's an entertainment venue. I mean, look at this gold mine of a spot to host really special things.
Yeah. And now you're celebrating 100 years.
100th birthday.
Congrats. Happy birthday. Not to you.
I mean, almost. July 15th.
July 15th. And what's going to happen on July 15th?
Oh, we have a huge birthday party planned.
Yay.
Yeah. Eli's Cheesecake is bringing a 1,000-pound cheesecake. Yeah, 100 plus a zero.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to serve 4,000 people.
So whose trunk does that fit in? I mean,
a big truck.
I'm guessing it's a flatbed.
They needed me to get a forklift driver for the cheesecake.
Oh, sweet. Really? Come on.
Yeah, because it has to be.
You have to take a picture of them.
No, she won't take any pictures. She's going to take a mental photo.
And I won't post
it. Oh, really? She's not a picture?
Yeah, she takes actually spectacular pictures.
Okay.
Really stunning.
Yeah.
I love the topless buildings today.
Yeah, how about that?
That was really nice.
I was on the Ferris wheel and took that. Oh, I had a meeting on the Ferris wheel today.
You had
as you should.
Mm-hmm. And how were you just, was it a productive meeting?
Yeah, it was. Well, it was, you know, Tony Lozano. Do you know him?
I do know him.
He wants to podcast from there. So we were talking about
from
it.
One of the gazebos? So did I. That was my idea last year.
I know. You're
you can't do
it.
Tony before me.
No, okay.
Well, I wouldn't podcast. I would live broadcast.
That's right. Yeah. Different story.
Yeah. I'm just. Is there an Ethernet connection in the?
There's not. But there is power. However, if we plug your stuff in, then you don't have air conditioning.
Oh God.
Yeah, that might be this tough.
Maybe just like be next to the.
So it's going to be a regular podcast from the Ferris wheel or just a one-time shot?
Just a one-time thing.
Oh. Because I thought it would be kind of like the novelty. Interview different people from Chicago.
That would be fun.
That would be cool.
That'd be very fun.
Yeah, he said every time they go around, he's going to put new guests on.
That's cool.
Which is what you should do.
Yeah. I could record interviews with guests on the Ferris wheel with a view of the city.
That would be really cool.
What I wanted to do when Uber and Lyft first took off, I wanted to be a Lyft driver and just pick up people and videotape it.
Yes.
You know, so that, you know, like just ask them about where they're going and, you know, kind of like.
Like taxi cab confessions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Without the dirty stuff.
Oh.
Because it would be for WGN Radio.
What's the Seinfeld show? Comedians in cars.
Yes. Getting coffee.
Yeah. It was even before comedians getting coffee.
Or what's his name that picks people up and they sing? James Corden.
That's the best.
People are loving
Oh,
that.
My God. I love it.
Yeah.
I
can't sing, so it would never have crossed my mind. Did Cochran have car karaoke before James Corden? Or no, it was after? It just was inspired by that. Just curious. It's always one of those moments.
It's fun to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers sitting in a car.
Oh.
Like, when would you ever get that chance?
You wouldn't.
And then see James Corden without his shirt on. That was nice.
Stevie Wonder, when he had Stevie Wonder. And he says he just puts his wife on the phone and just calls to say I love you.
Do I have breaks before the news? I had to get a break. More after this on 720. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that was like.
That's quite right.
We're just like so casual right here. Let's move on. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined by Senator Dan Katowski, who is now the CEO of ChildServe, helping families and children reach their potential through life struggles. I don't know how to describe it.
You did a great job.
I shouldn't have, like...
Do you know what our new hashtag is?
Hashtag?
A better life.
A better life.
Oh, I love it.
You like that?
I do like that.
Yeah.
Hashtag a better life.
Hashtag a better life.
Hashtag Navy Pier. Not that they have to have a better life at Navy Pier, but I was going to also introduce her.
It would help.
Great segue.
The director.
You're very good at the segue.
I really am not tonight. I went to... yeah, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. No, take the microphone cover off. I do this all the time. I'm going to take it off.
Just stop it. Just take it off. It's disgusting. I agree.
What?
It's fine.
Smells like
what is happening?
Terrible breath.
Really?
No. So, wow. Does a microphone really? Cover smell really? Is a microphone better? Is that all right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, if any of our listeners watching,
can everyone
like,
really quickly sniff their microphone?
You have to just say what everyone, what okay, was Jen? Being taken off. The microphone cover
Patty?
Was being taken
Mine's,
off.
This is fine. I'm gonna steal this one.
I don't even want to smell it. I don't want to sniff it.
Dan, get in there.
Gonna,
Dan,
no.
You barely
get in there.
I'm not getting
get
in there
and
no.
Sniff it.
No,
get the whole nose.
Not happening.
I promise you, it's not going
to
smell good.
You have to waft too, by the way, to get the right aroma.
This is something that I. It's hard for me. After many years of using a microphone, 20-some years of using microphones, I am particular about how my microphones smell because people, when they talk, they spit. So if you have...
What?
Patty, when's her birthday? I'm going to get you a big
a stash
club size thing of Lysol spray.
Oh, no. I use... No, hold on a second.
Clock, seriously.
Spray. Saliva is disgusting.
I come on.
Well, I would... FYI, I would just do it off the
I know.
Microphone.
I should probably just broke the. I just broke the station. Oh, this is a good sound.
No, too. It's not. It's like something's happening to my spine.
That's not my fault.
It smells a little like mothballs.
Oh, that's not good either. Ugh.
Jen's got some.
This moment brought
issues.
To you Jen's. By Lysol. We so yes, I have called clubs like after I'll forget like right after my show of doing stand up comedy I'll go on my way home I forgot to tell them how badly the microphone smelled and I'll call and they react like I'm crazy so that the next day I have to go before the show and hold the microphone up to their no smell it just this is disgusting try talking to this for 45 minutes
well and then they know you're not crazy. That didn't sound crazy at all.
Confirmed it.
Smell it. I am sensitive to smells.
I am too, big time.
So
I could
sensitive.
I could work for the FBI. I have a sniffer. Like I can smell out all kinds of stuff.
I didn't even know what happened here.
Can
we had a show and then wait a minute. We had like
no,
there was like
blindfold
Jen
her.
Was waving her hands and the smell and then
we could definitely
take
blindfold
it off.
Her, but we could also just hide stuff in the showcase studio and have Jen smell it out.
You know, it'd be great if you just like fit other stuff in there underneath.
I have like senses like a dog. Mm-hmm. I do. I can smell just about anything.
I'm so sorry. I apologize because I don't know how long my deodorant is going to last today.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. You're doing great.
I'm all right.
I'm all right too. I went ziplining today, so I might be a little sweaty.
You did?
Craig looked at we all just smelled ourselves. On the
I also
tonight.
Just like that we all know we're all right now.
Not
this
I.
Is great.
Not I.
I'm acceptable to I'm myself. Good. I'm not sure about others.
You know what? You never know. I put on some deodorant before I left tonight. Because you never
know
who's,
you're sitting
you never know
far
who's smelling.
Away.
You never know who's going to smell you.
You ever go in for a hug with somebody and you realize you're like, oh, this
too
is
late.
It's
too late. Oh, my God.
Too
I'm committed.
Late.
Well, I got hugged at a party tonight and the guy's face was all sweaty.
Oh.
I had a really hard time.
Did
you? He face smacked me and I was covered in sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nothing tops being licked by Ed Asner. He went into...
Don't explain it. You win.
Seriously.
You totally win.
Seriously.
Wow.
He's
wow.
one of my favorite actors of all time. because of
Elliot,
his ability.
He licked your face?
Elliot Serrano and I were... Actually, I had climbed the Presidential Towers. I'd done the Fight for Air climb. This is not this year, but last year. Uh-huh. And then Elliot Serrano was hanging out with me, and I was like, hey, I have to go to this event for Autism Speaks at Comiskey. They're doing the all the board meetings and stuff, the preparation. And Ed Asner's grandsons, he has two grandsons with autism. One of the reasons they wanted me there was to meet Ed Asner and his son Matthew.
Right.
So Ed Asner's taking photos of people. Ed Asner's a little... he's just, he's an old guy, can do whatever he wants now. And I went in for a hug, and he pulled back, and he licked my face. And he went like this because I had just climbed four towers. And he goes, should I say what he said? I guess I'll say it. He goes, a little salty, but I like it.
Ew.
Yeah. He's like a cat.
Yeah, he goes, it'll go down, and I want it to go down.
Ed.
I have a picture of him. I have a selfie because I was trying to take a selfie with him, and he turned and just licked me instead. Yeah, that happened.
Wow. I have a friend that licks faces. It's disgusting. His name's Dan. Danny.
Why does he lick faces?
Because he's just he licks
no,
my glasses.
That friend is not me. All right, my name is Dan. Just for the record,
his name is Dan, and he licks my glasses. That's
no,
a huge disgusting.
No. Why do people lick things?
It's weird.
I don't know.
It's strange.
Gross.
And Ed Asner.
Somebody was licking my microphone cover. I know that.
Phew. And here's
I'm
the
glad
thing.
Ed didn't say that he was going
Yeah, here's the thing about Ed Asner. Then we hung out for like 3 hours because we sat down. We had some hot dogs, talked about autism and a bunch of other things. Politics actually came up, and then he was going to order a lift, and Elliot and I offered to give him a ride. I have a picture of me, Elliot Serrano, and Ed Asner and Matthew Asner in the back seat of Elliot's Explorer. And I did not get licked again. That was all fine. But he started yelling at people on the sidewalk because Elliot was trying to find Ed's hotel. And he wasn't quite sure which one it was, and Ed just started rolling the window down, going, "Hey, you know where the Hyatt is?" And he started yelling at people.
Was his tongue out the whole time?
I don't know. It was all very disconcerting. It was fantastic. I mean, like, how do you not hang out with Ed Asner for as long as he'll let you, even if he does lick you?
Is he a squatty dude?
I'll pull up the picture at some point.
This is going to be a troubled sleep tonight.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Celebrity Licking Zoo was not something that we ever thought about. I'm glad that
that is good that we avoided that.
That we avoided that one. I think
Celebrity
that,
Petting Zoo needs to come back, though.
I don't know if I want to pet people anymore. John Ooh. Lovitz broke me.
I know.
Yeah. Why? What did he do?
He said no.
He rejected her.
Yeah, he rejected me. I don't have any
rejection. You got to go back in.
Right. I mean,
you got to go back in.
How many successes did you have?
Asking is the one.
Yeah,
asking was hard. Shannon Elizabeth was the best, and I should have gone up because she was the inspiration for it. I was having lunch with Shannon Elizabeth, pitching a movie idea for her, and she has the skin of a porcelain goddess, and I had to sit on my hands to not reach up and pet her. So I was telling another actor, who was the actor that we had on? He used to be on Boston Legal. And I'm Facebook friends with him, too, but I can't remember.
Mark Valley?
Mark Valley was in the studio, also a beautiful man. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him how beautiful Shannon Elizabeth was, and he agreed. And I said, I wish I had pet her. And he goes, that's what you should do. You should have Celebrity Petting Zoo and just take videos of you petting celebrities. And he was my first. So then I got to do a movie with Shannon Elizabeth, and I told her about how she was the inspiration, showed her the videos. She loved it. And so she's standing there, and I come in, and I go in and pet her. And I go, thank you, Shannon. She turns and wrestles me to the ground. So it was very sweet.
Nice.
That's really nice.
It was very fun.
So he was your only rejection, though.
Yeah, John Lovitz was. It was a day that Joan Rivers had passed away, and WGN TV News asked me to come in and talk about being a female comic and how she had influenced our careers. Mm. And he was in the green room. I sat down. I'm like, what is John Lovitz? Was kind of cool, you know. And I like a few, you know, A League of Their Own, you know, and Saturday Night Live and a lot of stuff like that. Yeah. And so I was talking to him for a few minutes, and he was early, so you know. There was that, and so I was waiting for the right moment, and I said, by the way, I do this segment called Celebrity Petting Zoo. Nah. But I'm an animal. I'm not gonna, so, which is fair, right? That's why I ask. I don't just do it. But then I didn't want to just walk out of the room. Like, that was the only reason I was there, so I just stayed awkwardly, and he asked me why I never moved to L.A. He said, you seem like the kind of comic that should move to L.A., and I said, well, I have a son with special needs who has some great services already in place, so I want his life to be, you know, consistent. And he goes, now I feel like an ass. And I was like, no, that's you don't have to, because it's fine.
Yeah, well.
He was an ass.
Like, so now can I pet you?
I didn't say that. I just let it go. No, he asked me a question. I gave him the actual answer. And then he felt bad, and I was fine with that. I did not go back over. But I have not yet asked anybody
else. Sounds like there was some equanimity there at the end.
Oh, crap. Could you look up equanimity? More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Hanging
Patty,
out with
real
the...
quick.
Yes.
Senator Katowski asked for this song. Go ahead.
So who are you in this in the air band? Are you Rihanna?
No, I'm Drake when he comes in.
Okay, good. He's Drake.
What?
I don't know what's happening in my show. Jen
really
Kramer is the director of entertainment and special events at Navy Pier. Senator Katowski, the CEO of ChildServe, helping families and children find a better life.
Yes.
Toward a better life.
And also, you know, doing a lot of Drake, apparently.
I'm pretty impressed.
Yeah. Okay. You need to get done, done, done.
So I was asking earlier about the singing in the General Assembly, not just the I know we've seen some singing during the sit-in,
yes.
In the House there was someone who would sing for different bills, but when I was there last, someone in the Senate started singing something. I wrote down the song that they
we
chose.
Shall overcome.
But no, it was another one in Illinois. It was I don't know what it was, but I was like, why are you singing?
I never heard
in the Senate.
The Senate
there was some,
really,
yeah.
Well, there's a band, right? There's people like
Harman,
Don Harmon's
right?
in a band,
mm-hmm.
right? Mike Tryon, I believe, is in the band. And
oh, Esmeralda has an update for us. Esmeralda?
Yes, on the outbound Eisenhower, I was talking about that accident earlier. Now all lanes are down. It's at Costner. All lanes are blocked. Cars are getting off at Independence. So that's on the outbound Eisenhower at Costner. All lanes are down due to an accident. Cars are being taken off at Independence.
Drive off, take off.
Drive off the road.
They're being rerouted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you two giggling about like kids over these two? I'm going to separate these two. I don't understand what's happening on this show tonight. Lord.
There's a lot of men in tuxedos walking by.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Is that prom night? That was a while ago.
There were
gaggle.
That's a great word.
Did you find out what equanimity meant, Craig? Did we look that up yet? I just want to make sure.
Is
that
heavy breathing? Sorry. Equanimity. It's better than my mitt wrapper.
I found an article that said that most people, they can't mean most people, but it says that people masturbate to J-Lo.
Yeah. Wow. Did you see that picture of her with her back arched? Lord.
This study says most people think of Jennifer Lopez when they find, would you rather say pleasure themselves?
No. I didn't even know that was time. Was
touch their naughty bit.
I'd rather not, the subject matter not even come up. It was sorry. Wrong word. So I was real quick.
Equanimity. Yes. It means mental calmness, composure, and evenness of temper, even in a difficult situation.
That's not going to happen. That. In this, you know, no, that's not anyway.
Equanimity. It is.
That's a
Latin
really
word.
Good word.
Equanimity.
Who used that word?
So WeVibe polled 1,032 men and women across the United States about their likes and dislikes. What? Keep move on.
No, I didn't know. You love to just, I'm sorry, I'm worried about the next subject.
What?
W.
They discovered that although a large majority of men and women don't fantasize about celebrities, that those that do dream about J-Lo. I don't think that that's, I'm more of an Eva Mendes.
I dream about J-Lo when J-Lo. I'm dreaming about J-Lo.
Yeah, but Esmeralda, here's Max what bothers Fox. Me about this article. Kudos to Lopez for once again proving that at age 46... she's still a hot tamale.
That's a little odd.
So, well, one, it's like, she's just delicious, right? That's just, it's not even though she's 46 or still hot.
Right.
At,
why do they have to put her age in there?
I don't know. But also, she's Puerto Rican. I don't know why it bothers me that they call her a hot tamale. That's maybe a hot plantain? Is it?
Because.
I don't know what the, tamales are not a Puerto Rican dish. I'm just.
Maybe they forget she's Puerto Rican.
She's a Puerto Rican dish.
Well, they just see, hey, brown lady. You eat tamales, right?
She's a hot plate of rice and beans, yeah. That one.
Chimichanga.
Oh, my God. How are you doing, Senator?
So he's many like, things to say.
Next topic. Are we playing What's That From tonight? We might have to find one where we can have Scott Santas and Jen Kramer participate. Can we? Yes, Craig? Yes,
I'm just surprised you went from people like J-Lo for self-pleasure to to beans and rice. I mean, that's where we went. We took it that full line.
I'm just saying, like, why? It's weird. It's odd to compare a woman to a Mexican dish,
right?
Tamale. She's a hot tamale. Mm-hmm. That one. It's just a weird expression.
With weird
what should they say? What should they say about her being that hot?
It's just gorgeous.
Yes,
you know?
Right.
I mean, like, what fantastic. Do they say about men? Like, look at that. Look at that slab of beef.
Well, today I heard a couple
beef
times.
Jerky.
Yes. What did you hear?
While
a couple
walking
times?
Down Michigan Avenue.
Yes. What were women yelling at you?
Huh?
They weren't.
You are.
Get out of my
they
way.
Said you are salsa hot, Katowski.
It's just a weird thing.
Not medium hot. You are white hot salsa.
It was curious to me. That's where I was trying to think of.
There is no white salsa.
I know.
That
was.
That
I know. That's why it was funny.
What would you put in a white salsa?
He means that there is no.
That's what I mean. There were nothing. People, nobody was saying it.
It was Scott Sanders entered the studio. It's a big night tonight.
I was trying to imagine.
Jen Kramer.
I'm
so
upset at you.
Jen Kramer. Who are you mad at?
Esmeralda.
Esmeralda? About the
I was taken hostage by Patty.
Wow.
Because she drove me not towards the way of
I
your
did not. Yeah, I picked her up and said, we're not going miniature golfing. Do you have a miniature golf course at Navy Pier?
Oh, we did.
Where
did
it go?
It went away?
With the new Ferris wheel. There's not room.
That's okay. Why?
I know, it was a fan favorite.
I feel like she like meant to send me
it's
a letter
a very,
about it.
It's a very touchy
You can sit
subject.
Down, Scott. Why are you standing?
Just waiting.
Waiting, yeah.
Touchy
just have
subject.
A seat. Touchy subject. Was there a big fight?
No, we just have all these big, unbelievable new plantings and all this wonderful park space, but no miniature golf. It's okay.
Right? It is okay. Golfing in general is kind of a, it takes up a lot of space, and for only a few people that can play at a time.
Right.
I think logistically it makes sense. I just.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, Senator. I almost called you Senator Katowski. No one would have known that I would make the mistake because they don't know who I was looking at. More after this on 720 WGN. All right, I think we have finished smelling, licking, and touching things in the studio.
Wow. Wow.
Yes. Rob's like, what did I miss? What did I miss? Scott Sands is in the studio.
So much.
So much. We were going to rip, but we're not going to rip tonight either. We were going to... Oh, what?
What are you going to do? They tell me, okay, I get this cryptic text from Patty, who never texts me.
Ow! Hey.
I don't know what that noise was.
That might happen.
What are we ripping?
This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago at WGNradio.com. You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. You know what I love is that we are in here just giggling like kids. You remember when you were a kid and you just like started laughing and you couldn't stop? Like
at sleepovers.
Oh my God. And it's like you just like lose your breath and you fall on the ground. It's like Brian Regan said that's why he got into stand-up comedy, was to like sort of chase that sensation for the rest of his life. And I felt like, because we were trying to take a selfie and just not able to get the right light. And
well,
we
before I
giggling.
Came on, I was listening to the show. You guys were giggling
yes.
up a storm.
Well, now you're here and we will stop.
Okay, thank you. So serious.
It's time to get
I don't
serious.
Know what to do.
Fine, tell me about the EU and
here he is.
All right, I'm kidding, Scott. No, because we can talk about this because Jen actually asked off the air, and I was like, you know, I really don't even know what's going on. I know that England pretty much has voted to leave the EU,
it's a 2-year
European
process.
Union.
There's negotiations. It's pretty unspecific, but after 2 years, they're supposed to be out of the EU.
And this is locked. This is final. There's no do overs.
Right.
No go backs.
This is not like the things we have here, which are sort of like suggestions.
And stocks are plummeting in other markets, and there is a
yes,
already...
The pre New York Stock Exchange has dropped 600 points already, so it's the pound plummeted. But see, that's one of those stories that you have to know the details. Dan always corrects me when I tell things.
Because you're wrong.
Generally, yeah.
I'm teasing.
Let's go with that.
No, I'm teasing. Do you feel like you correct him, or do you feel like you add information that perhaps isn't available?
I'll go with the latter one. The plummeting pound, though.
Yes, you would, too.
Because all the polls said that they were going to vote to stay. So mm-hmm. the pound went up to its highest level it's been ever.
Polling showed that they were not going to vote to leave the union.
Right. And then, of course, as the vote continued to leave, as obviously as one, it's now and it's gone way down. So that's like this historic plunge. Right. Well, it's like you went to the top of a hill and then went back down.
Now this is very selfish, but if the pound fell, does that mean it's
go
be
to
cheaper
England.
To go?
Yo, go to England
now.
And go to
right
the
now.
Go here. To Europe right now.
Let me see if I can find you a plane. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Because they're always lording it over us. I have a friend from England. He would be like, oh, it's so much cheaper to come to the U.S. now.
That's such a great British accent.
What was that? That's a South
Side. Right?
Yeah, apparently, that was a
come on, man.
That
was like the South Side
voices.
Of London.
You guys stink.
That's just a something.
Pip old chap, you got to come down to the South Side, my friend. Yeah. We'll get you a deal.
Yeah, leave.
I don't like when they lord it over us. So that means we get the dollar's worth a lot more.
That was always my case. That was the point I was trying to make. Is that as Americans, the euro was set up as a direct competitor to the American dollar as a world currency, and I don't like competition. I like to like Donald Trump. I like winning. I like to win. Win so much we get tired of winning. That's the only thing.
You know what? That's the thing. What made you a great. Great artist is the fact that you saw the best and you competed with the best and you just got better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay,
competition has made you like it. Competition isn't necessarily a bad thing though, right?
No. And plus some, timely accidents and, unexplained disappearances.
Jen's like my head's going to explode. You get a lot of people who are study abroad students who work at Navy Pier over the summer. I've noticed there've been a lot of Irish that work.
Specifically from Ireland.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids. So I wonder what they're thinking with the changes now with England leaving the European Union, what that means for Ireland. Because I know that Wales voted for leaving.
Oh, yeah, 62%. Mm-hmm. Can I jump in and just say, actually, this is actually kind of interesting to those of us who find this sort of thing interesting. and that's Scotland voted not overwhelmingly, but large percentage to stay. Mm-hmm. That means that there is a distinct difference between their two, between England and Scotland, and it means that they could have a second referendum for independence.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So that's what, if that means.
So Northern Ireland votes to, but here's the thing, in Brexit, Northern Ireland votes to remain in the European Union, actually. So I didn't realize that that was, well, that trend was happening.
Right.
Which is interesting.
But they voted to stay. Again, England voted to leave. The general count is that they were going to leave. So now Ireland can look and say, well, that's a distinct difference. We should leave. So I think your Irish friends are probably going, this could be Northern Ireland finally being reunited with the rest of the island.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. I think so.
A lot of them are college kids. They're probably not overly tuned in. Although they come to the States to work.
Yeah.
Because those sort of hourly jobs, especially in hospitality.
Well, I found a lot of people, a lot of kids in Europe. When I was in Denmark, I mean, everybody seemed to be in tune to what's going on. Like adults. I mean, like adults here aren't in tune to what's going on globally. But everyone there, like, you know, are paying attention
to
what's
happening. It's ridiculous. Oh, God, it's preposterous. And, you know, why would I care about this? Well, you should care about it because that means world currency markets, mm-hmm. which means how that affects interest rates. That affects a lot of us. Yeah. It really does. I mean, honest to goodness, this vote will have some impact on our economy.
Some. But I think it's also the mentality, like the desire to leave and wanting to get rid of immigrants is something that kind of reflects what's going on
this
here.
This is the Trump virus has gone global. I mean, it's, you know, it's like Zika, only with worse hair.
Right.
I don't know what that means. That's good. Thanks.
I just imagined a mosquito with a toupee on.
Yeah, that's not a toupee. I think it's strategic combing.
It's his hair. I know you're totally right. It's totally his hair.
It's one of those guys. It's like you see people on TV with these horrible combers. Does he really look at this when the dynamics are finally in place? Does he look at the mirror?
Are we talking about Trump's hair?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking about this because somebody in my house said that they wouldn't want to have to shake hands with Donald Trump because they wondered if it would be like eating Cheetos. You know, you get the orange on your fingers. And I was thinking about it. And I was
who
like,
said that in your house?
I believe it was Steve. Steve said that.
That's
good. Yeah.
Why not give him attribution? That's funny.
No, because it sent me on the path of like my thoughts on how Donald Trump looks, and I'm like, I never like it when anybody talks about like how a female, you know, a contender looks when in a political race. I've never really spent much time before he ran, I thought it was funny and his hair would fly around and we make jokes about his hair, but I just am not interested in it.
I spend most of my time doing that.
I know.
That's my job.
Speaking of Cheetos.
I'm so hungry. So hungry.
No, ooh, I have quinoa sticks. Should I offer my guests some quinoa sticks?
Cheetos.
The microphone.
Does it smell?
Yeah, it smells like
smell
Cheetos.
Like Cheetos?
I'm going to find this online and I'm going to talk to you about it.
About Cheetos?
Oh, they have this deep fried thing at Burger King apparently now. It looks like a big Cheeto and you break it open, it's macaroni and cheese.
Oh my God.
This is a shout out to my Cheeto loving friend, Timmy Carroll, who listens to WGN.
What?
Yeah, I'm
going to
find it right now. Mm-hmm.
That sounds, I don't know how that sounds. I can't decide.
Thank God Stantis is here to talk about world economic issues and I'll talk about deep fried Cheetos.
You know, you can go any number of places and you're like, yeah, with my kids, they're like, oh, what do they have on the menu? They're like, oh, macaroni and cheese. Oh, look at that. Like, I'm like, what do you mean?
Every time they go out to eat, they get
no,
mac
like,
and
if
cheese.
You're at a different place and if they serve mac and cheese, so many more restaurants serve mac and cheese than ever before.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's just, and why it's is like, that? Is it cheaper? It must be cheap to make.
Oh, right? It's a pasta.
It is real cheap to make. But I think it's also an easy thing for kids.
It's mm-hmm. totally.
Well, we go to the Caraman on Monday nights. They have a special for mac. They have a mac and cheese.
Right.
They have buttered noodles on the menu at Giordano's. Buttered noodles.
Exactly. That's
you can't even eat cheese on your
my
noodles?
My son Coop loved to have noodles with butter
noodles.
On it. Oh, God.
Yeah. You used to do that at home, though. Why would you leave the house for that?
I don't know. And that's one of the rules. It's like, one of the rules is we'd say, Ann's mom, she'd say, well, you can get this at home. Let's get something different here. No, I want...
And your son was like, well, I wanted to stay home.
I want cookies and cream. It's like, you always have cookies and cream at home. Let's get something else.
Yeah.
Try a different ice cream.
Like, I never buy mint chip, really, I love getting it at the Baskin-Robbins.
Right.
Yeah. Why would I? Oh, we have thoughts on how Donald Trump looks. What do you think, Steve?
I think Donald Trump looks like an overgrown Oompa Loompa.
Ooh, an Oompa Loompa.
That's actually...
The orange, and you guys were talking about the cheesy. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what he looks like to me.
When I give my speech now, I say, who's left in the race? And we've got, you know, your crazy socialist uncle, a pathological liar, and an Oompa Loompa. And I show a picture of Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. He has some white stuff around his eyes.
Thank you, Steve. Now that's how I'm going to think about it. Look, the Oompa Loompa's talking again. That's how I'm going to be from now on. Mm-hmm.
Except they're kind of adorable.
Oompa Loompas are?
No,
they are not adorable.
They were not nice.
Now you're distorting your own memory.
Childhood, yes. What are you talking about?
You're just trying to forget. You're trying to, like, that's your
post-traumatic. You're thinking about the lollipop
kids. That's your post-traumatic adjustment, psychological adjustment.
They had the song.
They are creepy.
They had the same heavy eyebrow that he has and, like, the sort of a little bit of white around and, like, big foreheads.
You're thinking about the lollipop kids who danced around.
Why are you looking at me? He was that.
Burger King and Cheetos have partnered up on what is likely a nutritionist's worst nightmare, Mac and Cheetos. Right.
Mac and Cheetos.
They are, in essence, small rolls of macaroni and cheese, deep at Burger King, deep fried in a crispy shell of orange Cheetos dust.
So gotta go.
They resemble Cheeto puffs in appearance, but pulling them apart reveals a melty interior.
Mac and cheese.
You know what? Last time, I have to confess, last week on the way home from the show, I stopped off at the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Did you really?
Yeah. No. Look at those things. Wow.
I think this is This is to combat the Doritos tacos.
I was at a gas station in Iowa, and the gas station attendant was telling me that it was his idea that he had sent that to Taco Bell, that they should do that. And he was very angry because he had not been given the...
Sue.
Yeah. I was like, you know how many stoners in this country thought of putting Doritos in their tacos? I mean, come on.
Or macaroni and Cheeto together.
I never thought of that.
Macaroni and cherries and crunch berries. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
I have not had a chance to ask our guests, Senator Dan Katowski and Scott Stantis. Jen Kramer was with us. She is the Director of Entertainment and Special Events at Navy Pier. And she and I, okay, this is going to go weird. I now put two thoughts together before the other two thoughts that I had. And there's the inside of my brain.
There's a lot of thoughts.
I was going to ask you how your Father's Day was. Only then I realized that Jen and I have the unique experience of... It's hard. It's hard on Father's Day for us. And Scott Stantis, and I'll show you, I thought I posted, I did post it, here last week. And
you inspired it.
I was talking about my dad and how much I missed him. And I was grateful that my dad was able to hear me as a guest on WGN Radio not long before he passed away, and said when he heard me on Milt Rosenberg's show, I went to stop and see him after the show, and he goes, hey, you sounded good. You're going to be all right, kid. And the same day, his birthday was last Thursday, and I had won an award that was very special to me as a radio host, and it happened to be on his birthday, and it felt very good. And then the next day, Scott Santa sent me a cartoon he had done for the Chicago Tribune, which was really beautiful. And it's, I posted it. And a lot of people, it was shared over and over again on my page. And I'm going to pull it up for Jen. But it's, can you tell them the
line? I can't, you ask me all the time because cartoon's drawn, it's gone.
I know.
But my dad has been gone now for a couple of years. And, I still, almost every day I think, God, I should call it. Ah, hell. You know, you still have that thing, something good, something bad, especially we're going through some changes in the newspaper business, you may have heard. And so he would have been a great guy to talk to about it.
Yeah,
and,
it is a weird thing. God, I remember that. Like, for such a long time, I would go grab my phone. And here, this is the picture he did. And I think that Jen, it would resonate with Jen as well, because I know that you and I, we're daddy's girls. And it was... I'll read it, but it was really beautifully done. So it's a picture. It's a dark picture, but it also has a picture of your father.
Yeah.
And the date of his lifespan. But it says, do me a favor. Hug your dad, especially tight this Father's Day. Tell him it's from those of us who can't. And I want to thank you for that, because I think that resonated with a lot of people who really miss their dads and are, because I get a little bit jealous, you know, when I see, grandparents with their, granddads with their kids that kind of stuff.
Wouldn't you have loved, seriously, you win the award and, who do you want to show off to? So, look, dad, no hands. You know, it's that whole,
a kick out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. They just would have been thrilled to death. Could have been anything. Yeah. But this was a big deal, by the way.
It was very, very
broadcaster
sweet.
Of the year. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
But it's also but what was great this year on Father's Day, did you know, it was hard, but it was great to see so much love on Facebook. Don't you think? Like, so many pictures.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it was
a lot
of fun.
You have to just check in with yourself and not
Yeah.
have those feelings, be jealous, but of
celebrating
for other people. Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Yeah, and I think also because of how much they loved us is also a reminder of that too.
That's right.
Of our dads.
Well, I am a dad, so I got my two boys call. One of them actually called. That was nice.
Just one?
What is the other one? Well, the other one, I was Skyping with him, and the other kind of came stumbling in later, and hi.
Assembling into the Skype conversation. They live together. They live near each other.
Yeah, they live there. They're in my house. They're living the cliche life. Yeah, they're in the basement. One of them's in the basement. Yeah.
You live in a condo?
No. My house in Birmingham.
Oh, I was so confused.
Right. I thought they were Skyping from within the house.
You guys got to really.
It sounds like a horror film.
Okay.
They're Skyping from inside the house.
Can I say, we saw the inside of my brain for a second.
That's right.
We just saw the inside of your brain. Just a little bit
scary. I'm sorry. I have had so many run-ins. How many times has this happened to you lately? Janine,
I'm not
sure. Who I love above all, is you say something or she'll say something. Janine will look at me and just say something like, yeah, I think Brown would be better.
Yeah, she's had a whole conversation without you. Yep.
What? And I do that. Obviously, I just did it. Mm-hmm. So I apologize.
But no, so you have another home in Birmingham, which your sons are now occupying.
Yes, yes. Gotcha. And they Skyped me. The oldest was Skyping me, and then my youngest came stumbling in.
To the Skype.
And that was your Father's Day celebration?
That was it.
Was the stumbling
Well, we were up in
Skyping.
Madison with my nieces. One who was expecting the first next generation of Stantis is coming soon. And so we got to go up there and hang out in their beach house on Lake Mendota.
Sweet. Cool.
Oh, it was very sweet.
Right,
it was great.
Cool. That's right. We texted each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Went canoeing.
The senator was angry at me for not being at his golf outing, so he did not respond to my happy Father's Day text.
Wow. That's
cold,
dude.
I texted you happy Father's Day.
I'm sorry, I'm getting all emotional that you did.
No,
that.
You know what? I realized on Father's Day how many people had sent me a happy Mother's Day text, and I really hadn't gotten back to many of them. So I decided as my I'm really bad at thank yous. So I realized the way I should turn that around is to wish fathers, because it's always sweet to get those texts. So thank you to all the people. You know what? Not only do we invite people to things on the show, Craig, now I also can give thanks.
Oh, you got it? You just got it?
You just got it?
Thank you for the happy Father's Day wish. You're so nice.
God. You know what?
Yes. What did you do
really
for Father's Day, sir?
I deserve your friendship.
What's, I know.
It was a lovely Father's Day. It's still going on, by the way, the Father's Day, because just getting this text just is kind of like when you have a birthday week.
Yes.
It's Happy Father's Day week. It was nice. My son made cinnamon puffs for me. My son Cooper. They made
cinnamon puffs.
Sounds delicious.
They're kind of like these puffed pastries.
It sounds like heaven.
Dipped in cinnamon and butter.
And then is there icing?
Yeah, not icing, just cinnamon sugar.
Puffs. Wow,
puffs really good, and you have a lot of them, and you feel exceedingly nauseous, which is great. And then he gave me, which you got to love this because we're a little bit odds over the weekend, and he's like he's my 13-year-old, and he and the older guy went in on this gift together, and. It kind of benefits my youngest, but he's like, Dad, I got you the best Father's Day gift. The best.
The best.
And I was like, well, what is it? He gave me a catcher's mitt so we play catch.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
He gave me a catcher's mitt. So that was awesome. Oh, man. Yeah,
that's
it was awesome.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then I got to see my dad, and I'm fortunate and lucky that he's still alive. He's 84.
Your dad's so cute.
Yeah. So we all got together, my siblings and I and our kids, and then my wife went to her to see her father, and because I was still with my dad, and then we were just kind of. I went home and I was by myself in the first hour. I was like, God, this is awesome. And I was like, I miss
everybody,
and the kids. Where are they? You know, but
that's
it was
funny.
But I watched the Cavs Warriors game. Yeah,
I didn't watch any of the basketball this year. None of the basketball. Although, let's
every single game.
Does anybody want to? I wanted to talk about the Derrick Rose. Post people have been making. It's been really funny. More after this on 720 WGN. I'm not going to tell you who says dirty jokes when we're off the air. I'm not going to tell anybody. Nobody gets to know. That's the off the air conversation. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Jen Kramer and I were just comparing the gaps between our front teeth.
Mm-hmm. Sounds so awful.
I think mine's bigger.
No.
No?
You
know, what to do with
you know
water
who made
this
cool?
Does not sound like
Lauren
a conversation
Hutton.
Between two women.
<Let's see. laughs>
Mine's bigger. No, mine's bigger.
Lauren Hutton was the first.
Yeah.
Lauren
yeah.
Hutton.
Yeah,
you
can
drive a truck through compared
yeah,
to yours.
She's
got
a minor
mine's
one.
Mine's bigger, right?
No. You guys
same.
Are similar.
All right.
Makes good for spitting water in a pool.
I used to have a sizable gap, and then it just closed when I got
without braces.
Oh, your molars came in?
Yeah, when the, what are those called?
The
wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
You haven't had yours pulled?
They were pulled, but they just...
Everything stayed?
Stayed.
I just had mine pulled out last year.
Did you?
Come on.
No bueno. I know, it was very bad.
You waited a little bit.
Well, I did. They weren't presenting any problems. Right. And then they still weren't. But my doctor's like, listen, you're not going to want to get these out later. And they're harder to get to when you get older. And I'm like, okay, just...
Why would you want... If they weren't causing any problem, why take them out?
Because she said they get cavities and you shouldn't die with
and
them.
And it's harder to have your mouth open like that when you're
right?
You can't die with your...
You don't want to be that skull. The anthropologist come across.
Exactly.
Like,
what the heck?
This one had its wisdom teeth.
No, you know the true story, why I got them out is because I notoriously bit the inside of my cheek. You know, like when you bite yourself?
Sure.
I would do it every day.
Oh.
And it was because my wisdom teeth were doing
it. It was notorious?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Notorious.
I'd not heard of it. But
B-I-G.
I like it when you said true story.
True story.
Honest to God.
Honest
to God. True story.
Craig, was the decision made to take out your wisdom teeth in the fall or no?
Yes. Yeah, that'll be happening in October. So
October.
We have to have him on.
He's slated
like the day night.
Can they do
I'm
it in studio
right now?
Can they do it in studio?
It that would be so
I would
awesome.
Prefer no.
Really horrible.
I would dislike that.
Have they walked you through? Because did you have a local or were you put out?
I was totally out.
Do you remember?
Recommended.
I said forget it. Don't give me anything. I'll brave it. Just go.
Just crack them out.
Take them
Scott,
out.
I only had locals.
Yeah. Are you serious?
The whole thing happen.
Oh no, thank you.
Oh, and they got the chisel and the whole thing. Come
on. It's funny because someone posted.
Oh no, they do. If it's impacted, they get a chisel. I'm not kidding. A hammer.
Mm-hmm. At one point, I think he had his knee on my chest. Like not for funsies, just to.
Yeah. That's a thing. For funsies.
But it is. Good. Somebody posted they had the same thing where they were awake and just had locals and said it was like having china plates broken on the inside of your head. That's what it sounds like. You can hear it cracking out of your skull.
Oh, God. How did you get this done? Where was that?
University
mall?
Of Illinois. Carl Hospital.
Oh, yes. Carl Clinic right there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, nice. Are they notorious for not knocking
people out? Not for nothing.
Experimental procedures.
In the waiting room, there was a guy in a white jumpsuit and shackles. So, you know, I felt like I was being...
And he did the procedure?
No.
He was a roadie for
he
Devo.
He was next. Me in the prison.
The roadie for Devo.
I think he was.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Is it bad when they both the ankles and the wrists are shackled? Does that mean
in a good way or a bad
dangerous?
Way? Because as long as we're going there. Yeah. You know what? It depends on the crime. Maybe they were just like, at least a lot of hot pockets.
So, Craig, are you going to...
So, Craig, why do they have to do this now?
Well, not now, in October.
I guess that one of my wisdom teeth has a cavity and that it's just better to yank them.
Oh, that explains a lot.
That's what Jen was saying.
Oh, yeah.
I would highly recommend whomever picks you up to drive you home, make sure they video when you come out of the anesthesia.
Yeah.
That will be my wife.
How is that not viral? How are people not posting those videos?
The discussion.
They did. They had one. Didn't they have a woman coming back from... She was coming out of... In the
car.
That
was the best one.
And what's she talking? They convinced her.
Her brother's zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was hysterical.
Yes, did you see the one where he's like, he's talking to his wife. He's like, you're so hot. Yeah. You're so hot.
Oh, that was great. Isn't that great?
He's like, you're my wife? No way. You're so hot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was singing Just a Gigolo, David Lee Roth.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah. I have the video. Playing the guitar.
I like that.
I had my knee operated and I was singing that. Yeah, I was singing, I'm all shook up. I'm all shook up. And then all of a sudden it wore off. And I was at St. Francis Hospital. I had my knee operated on and it wore off. And I was like, scream. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Like my mom was like, he's okay. He's okay. He's okay.
Aw.
Yeah. But I was literally singing Elvis and then it just wore off.
Yeah.
And then
isn't
that
weird?
I became Ozzy Osbourne.
It's
drunk at 4 o'clock in the
morning. I have not been anesthetized nearly enough in my life. I don't think I do well with it. Craig, what were you going to say?
I was going to say that the discussion has been had and I think I'm going to stay awake as well. I think I'm just going to not
go
under.
Oh, God.
No, yeah.
From Patty talking about it now too, I feel like I could do it.
Mm-hmm. But why would you want to?
It's also less expensive.
It's a lot less expensive.
Patty went to Theodore of York Medieval Doctor.
When I had mine done in the 90s, it was $615. I paid for it myself, I think, because I was a lifeguard, so I used my money.
Yeah, but women have a threshold of pain 10 times higher than men.
Oh, well,
so
there's that.
Craig, don't. I wouldn't do it.
Okay, like I told this story on the air, haven't I? I was so my boyfriend, let's call him Tom because that was his name, Daniels. actually, took.
I'm so glad,
Tom Daniels.
There's
you're
so
out
many
there,
people
right?
who are so glad they didn't date you. There's so many people. All of them are so glad. Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God she said no.
This was actually a good story. Tom took pretty good care of me, although he was really mortified by the. We were talking about coming out of the anesthesia. I had the locals done, so I couldn't feel anything, and I was in the Walgreens getting my prescription. And the pharmacist is like, you got a little blood just dripping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man. Something happened to your face.
You got a little. And I looked down and I could see this falling.
Oh, man.
I couldn't feel anything. It's kind of a cool sense. Jen is just mortified.
It wasn't that bad of an experience. For
yeah,
me,
for me neither.
Really?
No, it wasn't that bad.
No,
for
but
me.
The same thing happened to me.
The coding was fantastic.
We were Janine and I were just engaged, and I'm sitting in the waiting room after it's done. And she goes, "How you feeling, honey?" And I look over at her and smile, and blood just pours out of my mouth. I'm like, "Good.
Yeah,
how you
see? Same thing.
Yeah. So it was
you have no idea. You have no idea how you look.
No.
Yeah.
You don't care.
Those big rolls of cotton in the back.
Yeah. So I was in the dorm, so I'm standing over a sink, and like people are coming up from the cafeteria, and I'm just over the sink, just pulling out the big ball of
cotton. Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Craig, you're going to be just fine.
I also,
we are saying now that I should take the night off, maybe.
No. Okay. No. Bring the pills. Okay.
You'll be completely useless.
The pills are awesome.
You really will. I mean, I watched, what was I watching? Some movie like over and over and over. I just like kept rewinding the movie, just watching.
Jaws?
And I think it was like a Kevin Smith movie or something. Yeah, Jaws.
That's because they need a bigger boat.
I kept
25.
I kept forgetting what had just happened. Yeah, that was
the. It's a 20-footer. It's 25.
I don't think I get it because Craig, are you also worried? Is it mostly financial, or is it also worried about being anesthetized?
I don't like being anesthetized.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't like that.
I just remembered I was telling Griffin asked me about when I delivered him, and because somebody was having an allergic reaction to something, I crashed during my delivery with Griffin after the epidural, and he goes, "Does that mean you almost died?" And I was like, "Oh, I guess it does."
You crashed?
Yeah,
you had a sugar?
I crashed.
I crashed
like my pulse
heart
ox,
stopped.
My heart stopped.
No.
They had to give me epinephrine to reverse the effects of the medication they've been giving me.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd
like,
you see?
This is what was happening. So I'm sitting up and I go, feeling so good. And they're like, no, you're fine. It's just the effects of whatever. And then you hear all these alarms start going off. So I saw people rushing at me.
How long were you out
for? Oh, it was not very long. It was just crashing.
Was it a bright light?
Stop.
No, I want to know. What's on the other side?
It was like everything was closing in. Everything was just closing in. I was like, oh, everyone's getting so very small. That's all. It's fine. Hi, Esmeralda.
It's fine. I got you.
You're fine. Here now.
Yeah, I'm here now. Everything worked out just fine. Yeah,
Death is a very small thing.
I got
very calm about it.
With the chest paddles.
You did?
Yeah.
What happened?
After a car accident. Well, I lived.
I mean, like, how'd you get in the...
I got hit by a garbage truck. No, I was in another car that got hit by a garbage truck.
And it stopped your heart?
Well, broke my ribs, punctured my lungs.
Ah,
like I was in really bad shape. Yeah.
What did you see?
I don't remember. I remember they cut off my favorite denim skirt.
That sucks.
Oh, that was the worst. Please don't cut my clothes. And next thing you know, I'm like...
That was the worst. You were dead. And the worst
but they cut
was
her skirt.
A denim
skirt. Well, she survived and no skirt.
Right.
It was a cute skirt.
It tells you where your mind is at that moment.
It was brand new, too.
Do not cut off my denim skirt. I don't care if I live or I die. Keep
the
skirt intact.
Save the skirt.
Yeah.
It is the weirdest things when you have an accident, what you think of first. Mm-hmm. I fell on my face one time, and I rolled over, and I was like, okay, I just started touching all my teeth, and they were all there.
Yes.
But I broke my cheekbone, and I didn't know
that.
Oh, man. But the teeth are very important, though.
Yes. Yeah, cheekbones.
The cheekbone it can be repaired.
I looked like I was beaten. I had like a... It was actually Tom... Okay, this is a Tom Daniels story.
TD.
There was an ice storm in Champaign, but we decided to go out. We went to O'Malley's, and I was one of the people that Nick DiGilio would have hated at midnight because I was there singing American Pie.
Oh,
so
yes. In O'Malley's.
Exactly. Drove my... Yeah, with my plastic cup for refills on Alabama Slammers and blue you-know-whatters.
Yeah.
So it was an ice storm, so the whole city is like coated in ice. All the electric lines, like, everyone's like out, and so it was slippery, and Tom starts to fall. So he reaches for my hand, yanks my hand. I went face down on the ice.
That's when you broke your face?
I broke my cheek.
No.
Yeah.
He grabbed you?
He grabbed me, and I smashed my face into the ice.
Tom Daniels, where are you right now?
That's right.
He's a radiology oncologist for the Mayo Clinic. Yeah, he's one of the top pediatric cancer treatments.
That incident wasn't a great predictor.
Did you stalk him on Facebook? How do you know this?
No, I ran into him when I was pregnant with Griffin, actually, in 2003. And we were talking. At the time, he was finishing up his residency at Rush. And then I found out afterwards,
his life is supposed to be crap. He's supposed to become
really
a monk.
Did he apologize
for
the incident?
He's so smart. He's super smart. Did he apologize? Oh, he felt so bad. He bought me like a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Well, that's
like
love.
A very
that's
good for somebody with a broken face.
Apropos gift for somebody.
Isabella is nodding. She's like, I've dated those guys. I'm so sorry.
Here you go, honey. I'm so
here
sorry. Here you go. Did you take a swig of it first?
He bought a bottle of Jack Daniels for me, and we went to the Burger King right there on Green Street.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, well, after but, was this before was
your
treated, face is out
like,
to here.
I had swollen. No ice on it, and I just no, I just had my Jack Daniels, and they didn't even have mac and Cheetos. More after this on 720 WGN.
It is now time for another classic representation of theater with Pretty Late and Patty Vasquez.
We're very excited. The winner of this contest, 312-981-7200, when you know the name of the movie we are reading a scene from, you will win a pair of tickets to Navy Pier to ride the Ferris wheel. And Jen, tell us a little bit about the new Ferris wheel you've got there.
Oh my gosh, it just opened end of May. It's 200 feet tall. Mm-hmm. All air-conditioned gondolas, super big luxurious seats, brand new. Super fancy.
And it goes around three times?
Centennial wheel. Yep.
Centennial wheel.
Three times.
That's hard to say sometimes.
Is it as big as the one that was at the Columbian Exposition?
No. I think that one was like 400 feet.
And this is?
This is 200.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Is it still like that marvel of architecture where it's kind of like hanging on by a thread?
Yeah, no.
It's different.
This is much more...
Because it was spooked scary the last
this
one.
This is much more like if you could imagine like a people mover. The gondolas don't move at all. Like they're not
Oh my
hanging.
God. I couldn't believe I was up there and I was like, this is...
It was
I
very
couldn't
disconcerting.
Believe that it was... Yeah. But it was just a marvel that there were no problems.
They're pretty incredible things.
Yes.
So no, this is...
This is just more... Yeah. Stable.
312-981-7200. Right. So when you know the name of the movie, call in. Yes, Craig's like, can we move along?
Well, no. And to set the scene a little bit, this is a dramatic moment in this movie. The two main people that are speaking, one is very upset. That is the character of Mustard. And the other one, Wadsworth, is a little confused. We're giving out the names, Senator Katowski. We're going to give out the names. That's okay, because they're actually in the script as well.
Yes, like right away.
Yep, people say them almost
no
immediately.
No need to reprimand me on
almost
the air, Craig.
And so then every
take
other
it
character,
easy, Scorsese. Take it easy.
Every other character is sort of reacting to the two main characters' level of
Marty.
Frustration, I'd say.
All right, here we go. We're going to begin. What's that from? 312-981-7200 when you know the name of the movie. All right, look. Pay attention, everybody. Wadsworth, am I right in thinking there is nobody else in this house?
No.
Then there is someone else in this house.
No, sorry. I said no, meaning yes.
No, meaning yes. Look, what I want is a straight answer. Is there someone else or isn't there? Yes or no?
No.
No, there is or no, there isn't.
Yes. Please. Don't you think we should get that man out of the house before he finds out what's been going on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
How can we throw his outside in this weather? Wow. How?
If we let him stay in the house, he may get suspicious.
If we throw him out, he may get even more suspicious.
If I were him, I'd be suspicious already.
Oh, who cares? That guy doesn't matter. Let him stay locked up for another half an hour. The police will be here by then, and there's two dead bodies in the study.
Well, there is some confusion as to whether or not there's anybody else in the house.
I told you, there isn't.
There isn't any confusion, or there isn't anybody else?
Either. Or both.
Just give me a clear answer.
Certainly. What was the question?
Is there anybody else in the house?
No!
Are you speaking for everybody? Do we have a winner, Craig? That was pretty fast. That was very
really?
Fast.
Really? Because I would never have guessed that.
I never would have guessed that. Well,
we
once
have,
you start doing
Craig four was... other calls ringing, and we have seven texts with the correct answer.
No
wow.
way!
Wow. David, what's that from?
That is from the movie Clue, a great movie.
I don't know that I've ever seen it. I now have to see that movie. Congratulations. You've won a pair of tickets to ride the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier. And Jen Kramer, we're gonna put those... Craig's going to get your information and find out how you can get connected and come down. Have you been to Navy Pier before, David?
I was down there when I was young on the Ferris wheel. I haven't been on the Ferris wheel since I was probably 12, though.
Aww.
But yeah, I know Navy Pier real well. Love the area. It's great. They have some good fireworks coming up for the 4th. on Monday, so no.
Yeah.
Great place down there.
Yeah, come down and ride the...
For those of you that have never seen the movie, you should definitely go watch it. And the best part about the movie is they actually had three innings of the movie. So when it was theatrically released...
Exactly correct.
You might go and see the first ending, and then I might see a day later and see a different ending.
No.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
The theatrical release had three different endings, and you only got to see one. But in the actual, you know, videotape, you get to see all three.
I had no idea.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah,
wow.
So,
David, you're the perfect person to have won this. I love
it. Well, when I heard it, I got really excited. I listen every night when I drive home from work. I work in a restaurant, and I never called, but I heard this tonight, and I was like, I'm calling. No, your segments are great. The Toyer appliance one's a good one. They're all fun.
Oh, thank you so much. He does listen a lot. David, what restaurant do you work at? Can I ask?
I work at one in Naperville, I won't say, but it's a nice one in Naperville off 88, right around that area.
Well, if you go eat at a restaurant off 88, say hi to David, and hope maybe that'll be his restaurant. Just say hi to everyone. Call everyone David.
Yes.
And just see if you get David, the listener from WGN. I like that.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
And tip really well. Actually, more importantly, don't say hi to David. Tip everybody really well, and David will reap the benefits of that. Thanks,
exactly,
David.
Right.
There you go. Have a great night, David. That's cool. I've never seen that movie. I've never seen that.
Based on a board game.
Eileen awesome. Brennan and Madeline Kahn. How have I not seen this movie? Christopher Lloyd, Michael McKean. Craig has seen this movie. He was very excited about it.
Craig's seen everything.
Yeah. He's seen a lot. He has
let's
seen
see,
a lot
let's
of
see
movies.
You've seen a lot. There?
Yeah, you have the cast right there on IMDb.
What is a picture of Samuel L. Jackson?
That's just like a side story. I don't know. Now I have
is
to
it
look.
Old, Craig?
It's got to be from the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Big favorite. Loved her.
You know, Kristen Decker went to a drive-in movie theater and did not have a great experience. Apparently, there was some sort of breakdown at one of the drive-in theaters here in the Chicagoland area where there was like a line on North Avenue for 2 hours, and they didn't tell people that they had reached their max. And yeah, it was going to be her first time at a drive-in, and it was not pleasurable.
Too bad.
Yeah, isn't that a shame?
Because it's such a great experience.
It's so much fun.
Love it. We go every year. We go in Door County.
That's probably makes a difference too. Is it a little? Is it as crowded?
It's still crowded. It fills up, but it's there's spots available. Mm-hmm. And we park our car and then we all get. And we get chairs and sit in front, and there's a swing just like there used to be.
That's sweet.
Days gone by, and it was just awesome.
Do you still go to the drive-ins, Jen?
I love a drive-in.
Because I'll buy you, in Wakanda.
There was one in McHenry that we used to go to all the time when I was little.
I love
it. So fun.
Ours was the twin, I think, was the twin
right?
drive-in. Yeah.
Wait, there was one off 53. Was it called 53?
Oh,
remember, Palatine.
Someone
area?
Will tell you. Someone will help you out in a moment.
53.
Yeah, which drive-in theater that was? Did you go to drive-in theaters?
The 53.
Oh, yeah, no, they were still around when I was in high school. And my dad, I remember my dad, and mom throwing us in the station wagon going to one, and it turned out to be 9.5 weeks. The time.
That's a good family movie.
And then my mom's at some point is saying, "You should go to sleep. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Go to sleep. What are they doing? Go to sleep. Go to sleep. What are they doing?"
My parents took us to see Last Tango in Paris at a.
Oh, seriously?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's a musical.
Yeah, Basic Instinct for me and my dad.
Basic Instinct, come on.
Nice. Not at a drive-in at the Pickwick.
Is it?
Oh, God.
So awkward.
Come on.
So awkward. Oh, no.
Wait,
yeah,
so
that happened.
Listen, so my friend, we went to see Basic Instinct with my buddy Buck, and he was the type of guy we would talk
course.
To during the movie.
Yeah.
And the movie was going on, and he's like, what's, he's one of these guys who didn't capture what was happening, and he'd say, "What's going on here? What's this? Why is she doing this?" And I totally ignored me. He'd say, "Don't ignore me. I'm trying to ask you a question." And then when they're driving the car chase, literally when the car's going, he's going, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Wow.
Oh my God!" I was like, "Buck, just shut up,
man." That's
annoying. He was a nightmare going to a movie with a great guy, awesome guy. But we went to see Basic Instinct together.
That's terrible.
What kind of questions did he ask during that?
He was just like, "Is she really, you know?"
I thought, hey, Craig, is she really showing that?
I didn't say it.
Craig, I thought that Johnny Rockets had bought like property and they were going to open drive-in theaters. We did that story. Gosh, we did that in 2014.
Right. I thought that was going to happen too.
Yeah, Johnny Rockets reviving drive-in theater chain. That was in November of 2014, and we haven't heard anything about it since. I'm a little sad about that. That sounded like it was going to be a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like a good marriage.
There's a drive-in theater right outside of Springfield, too.
Is there really?
Uh-huh. Always wanted to go. Never made it there.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, you're usually, we were working. And then you're heading home. You want to be with your family.
It was just one of those times you're like, when you're in overtime, and there's nothing going on because it's happened a few times. Mm. I was like, well, I'm not going to go out. I don't really feel like talking to anybody.
Right.
I'm just going to. But I also didn't want to feel like a loner at a drive-in.
I was going to say, it's just like a guy in a car by himself.
Yeah.
Sir,
yeah.
Sir, what are you doing here?
Wrong with that.
Senator, what's going on?
Hands on your wheel.
What are you doing?
Is that J-Lo next to you?
Cut out of J-Lo.
Senator Dan, you have it's been fun hanging out with you. I know you have to leave for St. Louis in the morning. Do you have any events coming up that I can tell people about and try to make?
No, not yet. We just have, yeah, we just had recently, I told you, we had our graduation for our kids coming from our early childhood program. It was great.
Wonderful.
Kids who are living in poverty, reaching developmental milestones, ready for kindergarten,
connected
to a primary health care provider. They're all immunized, ready to go and be successful in life and pumped about it. So
that's very cool.
Yeah. And so thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Go to childserve.org. That's childserv. They leave the E off because
the work is not done yet.
There it is.
Go to the Facebook, too.
The Facebook. And for Navy Pier, go to navypier.com. They've got events all summer. They got live music in their beer garden. They've got the 4th of July fireworks are coming up. Saturday, they have Pride Pier.
Navy Pier Pride. First time ever. Wonderful. Full day of events.
That's fantastic. And then you have, again, every Tuesday night is fireworks?
Wednesday and Saturday.
I've heard it both ways. Mm-hmm.
Except when you go on Tuesday, there's no fireworks.
That's right. Exactly. You got to come back Saturday. Saturday.
A lot of disappointed people on Tuesdays.
So frustrating.
What happened to Tuesday?
Daddy
used to be
said
so
it was every
fun.
Tuesday. She said she heard it both ways, which means it's not that day. So on the 4th of July, you're going to have fireworks. And then on the 5th, you're going to have fireworks again. No, on the 6th. So
we'll have them Saturday the 2nd.
Yes.
We'll also have them Monday. The 4th. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have them Wednesday the 6th.
I heard something about Tuesdays.
No Tuesday?
Yeah, no Tuesday.
Ever on Tuesdays?
When's that happening again?
Tuesday the 5th. Yeah, we're not doing those anytime soon.
We'll see
soon.
You Tuesday, Jen.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to go Tuesday.
You guys all come down. We'll blow
hey, off. We're here for the fireworks. We talked to Jen.
I'll buy you a beer.
Jen, where are you? Where's Jen?
Jen, we need to speak to the director of
entertainment.
Pretty
late fireworks are happening.
Yeah, the pretty late
Listen,
fireworks.
Let's all show up with sparklers. We're here
That's
for the...
That's a good idea.
Shh. You're going to have to get off the property, sir.
I'm going to put you on the barge.
We're just with the fire hose. So...
Yes, I'm going to be in the barge with
you
my fire hose.
Oh, it's so fun.
NavyPier.com for information about all the events coming up at Navy Pier. They're celebrating their 100th birthday on July 15th. Yes. And we'll talk to you again. Come in again soon. Come
Absolutely.
Hang out with us.
I'd love to.
Yeah, come giggle with us.
Awesome.
Scott, are you staying?
Can I?
Yes.
Okay,
please
sure.
stay. Okay, this is Chicago's very own. Do I have a break before the news? Thank God. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Senator Dan Katowski and Director of Entertainment and Special Events Jen Kramer have taken leave of us, and it's now me and Scott Santis alone in the
then
Allstate Showcase studio.
And then there were two.
See? That's the thing is that I like to stagger. That's why we stagger, right? So that everyone kind of gets to be highlighted a little bit, except for, I don't think that the senator, but he was kind of cool with hanging.
Yeah.
We have to talk to Jen for a little bit about Navy Pier, make sure we touch on everything. What have you been up to, Scott?
Nothing. Drawing pictures, you know.
All right, I'll do that.
Just keeping my head down.
Can I recommend something that you would really like to do?
Sure.
Although I have to figure out how to get you out there.
What?
I went out to Bemis Woods in Western Springs. They have this new thing called Go Ape, and it is a zip lining adventure.
Ooh.
Oh.
Really?
My God, it was so much fun. Andrea Darlis was there. She was ahead of me, and it looked like so much fun. So it was a little daunting for me because I was on a tight schedule to get back here and do News or Ruse, which I won! And that Violetta is a competitor, man, Esmeralda. She did not like that I came in, and I didn't like roll right over her. It's a News or Ruse is this fun game that Rokan plays, and you have to he and Anna DeVantes read headlines, and your listener that you are teamed with have to decide if it is a real headline or if it's just a fake headline, if it's a ruse. So,
and you won.
Well, one of them, the first one I won on was a babysitter in Utah took teenagers hostage because she was angry when they drank her vodka.
That sounds plausible.
Yeah, that sounds.
Do you know why? Utah. Vodka is a hot. I mean, like that's a hot commodity. It's not easy to buy alcohol.
Oh come on, you're gonna logic these out. That's amazing.
I was raised.
Like, wait a minute, I heard vodka. I heard Utah. Bam, I got this.
Bam, this one's for reals. Hostages? Yeah, wow. That's Utah. It was news.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. It was very fun.
See, when I played Judy, was the
queen?
Yeah, she was the one to watch out for.
Yeah, Violetta seemed to be on a roll, and then she, man, like they take it very personally.
What time did this happen at?
At 4:00.
Okay,
yes.
So tell me about the zip line.
So I get there, and I got there a little bit later than I wanted to. It's a little bit of a haul to Western Springs, and I got there at about 1:20. And by the way, the guy that was helping me was great. I believe his name is Grant. Let me look at my phone. But he helped me out. He was the PR guy for Go Ape, which is they have these zip line adventures kind of all over the country. And this is the first one in the Cook County Forest Preserve system. Do you know there are 70,000 acres of forest preserve?
I had no idea.
In Cook
Seriously.
County? I didn't know that you.
Where is it?
Bemis Woods is in Western Springs, which is west.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's actually not far from like Brookfield.
We're
Zoo.
Pointing.
I know, like just away from the lake. It's Penny not.
Basket has human compass.
Definitely not by the lake, and beautiful forest preserve. And this is so you start out with. They train you. Like you go in and you obviously have to sign a waiver and say you know.
Wait, how do they train you? Because you have to hold on. I mean you. You've got to be strapped in, right?
It's mostly those mountain climbing clips and then also like this like trolley. Like there's a whole I don't know. I was wearing a GoPro, so we'll put together some video.
Oh, fun.
Hopefully you'll be able to see like all the different techniques that you have to go through and make sure for safety. So you have a harness. Like you step through and have like that sort of put your legs through the nylon straps. And you have all the cables that are going to be clipping to other cables. So there's a lot of like rope climbing and then rope bridges. And then you get to, I zip line down a 200-foot zip line. And it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's
it
really cool. Are there longer ones?
Yeah, I believe there are longer ones. But you could do up to about 3 hours if you're doing all the courses. You could do this climbing.
Would you do that? If you had more time, would you have done more?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I would go early tomorrow, Craig, if you can go early and do the whole thing. There's a Tarzan. There's a Tarzan jump.
What time does it start?
I think they start like at 10, maybe.
Oh,
might even
nice.
Be earlier. I would think.
Okay.
Really great people out there. And the instructors are fantastic. You get a certificate when you're done that you now know how to use all the equipment there because it's pretty intricate. You know, like how to slide the. I can't really explain the equipment. I wish I could. I'm sure that someone else could say it better.
So
than
how
me.
Long do they have to train you for?
It takes about, I would say, about 20 minutes to have. Well, you want to make sure. I mean, like, this is not, you're not playing around here. There's a lot of different hooks and, gosh, I wish I could remember the name of the equipment. I just knew clip this, snap this, pull it out, slide it over.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I got down to where I got that down really well. I'll show you a video. You can see where I'm clipping and unclipping. And
well, see, because you work out a lot. You got the upper body strength. You got the guns. You could have done that without that. You should have done it without
that. No. These are pretty dense cables. These are thick cables. I mean, I don't have finger. Like, that's painful.
I've seen you lift things that look like they weigh as much as a car.
I can only,
You're strong. I'm up to bull.
I can really only do, I think, 90 pounds in a power clean. Maybe 105. 105 in a power clean and a split jerk, probably.
I was actually, you posted something to Facebook when you're lifting and,
Did you see where I buckled? I buckled under the weight.
I didn't see that because the first one after that. I was going, wow, she's really, because, you know, early on, watched some of the videos and stuff and your head was, excuse me, all over the place and you just look so solid this time. It's just like, boom.
Patty, what's your power snatch at?
My power snatch? probably about the same.
Okay.
Honestly, let me think. No, it's harder. I would probably say 80. My power snatch is at about 85.
Did you give us your split jerk?
The split jerk is 105.
Okay, got
is
it.
My, is
cool.
My max. Is
That's
my
amazing. Yeah.
I think. I could be wrong. Depends on what day it is. More after this on 720. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I really had an adventure today at the Bemis Woods in Western Springs, and I'm excited for you, Craig. You're going to have a good time. I would say, you know, not to, I don't know if you want to wear shorts. Like, I wore sort of like longer pants. I wore spandex, the stuff I do CrossFit in.
It says that I can only go at like 1:30 or 2, though.
Oh, cool. Oh, because you have to be back here at 3:30?
No, that's the time they offered me. I guess I can ask for a different one.
Yeah.
I'll just show up.
I think so.
Were the lines too long?
No, there was. Okay. I was the only person on the course.
Okay. All right. I'm just going to go now.
Yeah.
figure it out.
While I was there, the Forest Preserve police were there trying to figure out how they're going to man it because they want to make sure that people aren't coming in at night and, you know, to be.
Oh, so I can't go now?
No.
Okay. You're saying dangerous and stuff.
Dangerous.
I heard you explain all the tools. I think I got it. I slide, pull, roll.
No.
Something like that.
So clip. There's a lot of clipping.
Clip. Okay. Clip.
Clipping slide.
I got this.
Zip lining equipment. Let me see if I can find all the words that were thrown at me.
Would you want to zip line other places if like there were wires available?
Yeah.
Now that you've done it, would you like that to be like your normal way to commute?
Just a zip line from building to building.
Yeah, how cool would that be?
That would be
like
cool.
Spider-Man.
Here, it is a trolley. I was going to call it a trolley. So one of the pieces of equipment is a trolley that you use to clip yourself. So that's what keeps most of your weight on the cable.
All right.
And then you also have a car. What are those mountain climbing clips called? Like the carbon? Like I can never say
carabiner.
That. Carabiner.
That's the one.
The carabiner.
Sure.
So you got one of those.
Okay.
You have two carabiners. There's a 3-point check. 3-point safety
check. Do I
need
two carabiners?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You need it all.
All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can't go with just one.
All right, then.
I got this. It's fine. I jumped out of a plane.
I really think, by the way, Scott, I really think you would enjoy doing the zip lining. And it's a lot of climbing. And here's the kind of like what the trolley looks like on the cable. Do you see like that mechanism?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty heavy piece. But you have to lock it and unlock it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And when you go from station to station, you have to take that and switch it over.
How fast do you get going? Do they tell you?
I don't think it was that fast. It felt very safe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's fun about that?
I quite loved it. Well, you're up high and you're climbing and, you know, navigating ropes through the trees. It was like tree climbing, but with... And the swinging like Tarzan was fun, and you swing across. And
that is cool. Now how does that work? Do they latch you onto a rope, or how does that work?
You know what's interesting about that? I forgot to look up and see what I was attached to. I was in a hurry. I needed to do newsers. I'm like, okay, here, jump. Okay, let's go. But I was, as long as I was safely attached and did my 3-point check, and they were, you know, they were also guiding me through everything. And I was like, all right, just jump. Okay, I'll just jump.
So, really? You just jumped?
You just leap and you swing across like.
See, there's millions of years of evolution of your body telling you we can't fly.
I know. I was fine, but because I was in a hurry. Because I was in a hurry.
Oh well.
I mean, if I stopped and thought about it, I would be.
It feels great to pretend to fly, though, Scott. Like when you jump out of a plane, which I've mentioned, I've done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I went bungee jumping. That's what's so funny about the lesson, the half hour lesson. I went bungee jumping in Arizona and a bunch of stoners were running the place. They said, okay, just make sure you put your arms out and don't grab the rope because it'll snap your fingers off. On the count of three, jump.
That's great news.
And I did.
That's fun feeling right there.
That was a great feeling.
They were excellent instructors at the Go Ape at Bemis Woods. So I highly recommend anyone in the area. And I would say take a trip over there. But what I learned as well about the forest preserves around the Chicagoland area in Cook County, 70,000 acres, and there are places you can go canoeing and kayaking. There are campgrounds in the Cook County Forest Preserves.
I had no idea.
No, I had no. Craig's nodding. You knew that?
No, I just like that.
I like that.
He's just,
there are heated cabins.
I was nodding like I want to go to that.
They were telling
Wait,
me that there are cabins. Yeah, the Cook County Forest Preserve has cabins. I know. I'm.
Oh no, that sounds wonderful.
I think we do a segment from a cabin.
National Geographic just did an issue, one or two issues ago, talking about how human beings are less and less involved in or experience nature of any kind. And I'm one of them. I live in a high rise apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And just going out in nature, and it can just be your backyard. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to climb Mount, you know, Kilimanjaro or anything. Just getting out in nature. And so this sounds wonderful. I had no idea it was that close. How long a drive is that?
Well, there's one Camp Bullfrog Lake in Willow Springs. It's in the heart of the vast hilly Palos Preserves. Year-round camping, group activities, and water-based recreation with canoeing and fishing. They also, and then there's one in Northbrook, which has been a Boy Scout staple for more than 50 years. Camp Beard, Dan Beard, now features renovated rustic cabins, perfect for group or family campers. There's also open fields for group tent camping. And there are obviously picnic shelters. Then there's one in Palatine, Camp Reinberg. It's been a favorite destination for organized groups. They have a new range of accommodations from tent campsites to heated cabins as well. There's one in South Holland called Camp Shabona Woods. There's one in Oak Forest, Camp Sullivan. Yeah, isn't this great?
Now, how long a drive was this when you were ziplining? How long did it take you to get back?
Well,
here?
In traffic from Bemis Woods to the Tribune Tower was 50 minutes.
Not bad. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. From my house, it was a 30-minute drive. From my house to Western Springs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is for the zip lining place, not for the camping.
But just to get out into a forest or a river and just see things that, you know.
Northbrook is is only a half an hour from where I live. I would say from where you are right now, I mean, like Oak Forest, that's not too bad. Yeah.
All right. Well, man, God, we got to get out there and live amongst the critters.
What do you want to do? Do you want to go camping?
I would not live amongst the critters, though. I'd bring a lot of like food and stuff and a microwave. I'd be fine.
There's also at Oak Forest. There's a climbing wall.
That sounds nice. A climbing wall. Yeah.
A friend of mine, actually, his wife did not care for camping. So in order to convince her to go, got a solar powered blender so she could make margaritas.
Oh, that would get me. That would that get somebody. Nice, food. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. I used to camp a lot.
Did you really?
I was a Girl Scout. I started out at Camp Juniper Knoll in East Troy, Wisconsin. That was where my camping day started. Loved it because I would go for the whole summer, and we had a platform tent. So there was regular. They were there year long, and then during the season they would put up the tents for the summer camp. And then, but we would also have like weekend, we would take like two or three nights and we would camp along a canoe route, or we would camp near the horseback riding near the ranch, like out.
You know. Would you canoe while you were camping? Would you like canoe to one location and then camp there and then canoe to the next one?
Really? Yes. Mm-hmm.
That sounds so difficult. I'm sorry.
It was, I was 10
right,
or 11
guys,
or 12.
You canoe there and then you're tired and you got to set up everything.
I was 10.
And then you killed
stuff.
Do
you remember how much energy you have? So I think I told the story. I don't think that the counselors had a very good plan in place. Like they didn't seem to have coordinated like where we were going to stop, or like they were sort of. It seemed now in retrospect that they were guesstimating, and we ended up setting up in the dark, which is not easy. We got to a landing where we could bring our canoes up on shore, and the ground felt kind of bumpy and stuff, and they were almost like a lot of, we thought it was a lot of loose dirt. So it seemed easy to stake our tents. And also, by the way, the other part of that, Craig, is if you are just canoeing and then camping, you also are then, for relieving yourself, digging a hole and then covering that.
No,
back
you were
up
in
again.
A canoe at one point. You could have relieved yourself a whole different way.
Yeah, in the water. Yeah,
swing
but
out, yeah. Swing back in.
Yeah, but there are things that can't be taken care of that way. So I'm saying
that stops when you're camping, right?
It
turns off.
Yeah, stops completely. Yeah, cool. Yeah. Just don't pack any prune juice.
Are you a nervous poo? Do you just not poo when you go? Do you just not?
I cannot believe. There's two things I can't believe. One, that question happened on the show, and two, that it didn't happen sooner. Actually, like in the 3 years we've been on. No, Scott, I don't find myself to be
think
too
of you that
nervous
way.
Of a pooer, but I guess in public I would have more of a nervous poo.
Okay.
Yeah, like, did you know?
It's hard to relax, especially if you don't have the appropriate facilities.
If you can't enclose yourself in something and you're doing that, and someone could like turn the corner and catch me pooing, that would be a little. That would make me nervous.
If you can't go far deep enough into the woods.
Weird.
Yeah.
To take care of yourself.
I mean, the hole that you're talking about, like, I get in it. I dig my hole and I get completely inside. And then I relieve myself. And then I climb out. Right?
Wow.
That's what I'm assuming here.
Wow, no. Yeah, I don't have that issue. My wife, though, we travel, and God help her if it's a two-week vacation because...
You can't go the whole time?
Oh, no, not till we get home.
Actually, in my first year at Girl Scout camp, I went... It wasn't nervous because we had appropriate bathrooms, but I was just constipated for like 9 days.
Yeah.
It was weird. I ended up in the infirmary, but
what did they do?
I ended up in the infirmary.
You were so constipated.
They put me in the infirmary.
Oh my God!
And waited for me. They gave me medicine to help me.
By the way, we have a break if you want to take it.
No, but you know what the thing was about being in the infirmary, which was great. I was like, I get to be indoors on a bed for a while. Like, I loved camping, but I was like, this is.
I can't. Everything about camping, I love sleeping on the ground. Never once in my entire life have had a nice.
I don't understand what both of you just said. You just described the number one thing about camping.
You
can't
on the ground.
Both say that you don't like sleeping on the ground, because then you don't like camping.
No.
I like being outside during the day, which I also like, and then you like going to your home and sleeping in a bed, which I also like.
No. You camp, you set up camp, you cook,
God, I love
you
being
sit
outside.
Around it, you're outside.
I like being outside. Sitting around a fire, laying.
That all sounds great.
We also would camp out under the stars, too. We would sleep on the ground under the stars. No, I when I was younger, did not mind sleeping on the ground, but it was we had metal frame cots. That we had, and then also with mosquito netting. So it was mostly like sleeping outside, like getting a break once in a while. Oh, I have my ear hurts. Could I go to the infirmary? Every summer I would take a vacation.
You went to extremes. You didn't poo for 9 days.
No, that was not on purpose. More after this on 720 WGN. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, joined by the political cartoonist of the Chicago Tribune, Scott Stantis. We got a text from Jen Kramer thanking us for not talking about pooing while she was in the studio. So
Is she a nervous pooer?
I assure you it wasn't by calculation. It just I don't know. But she appreciates that we waited till she exited. I'm sure Senator Dan Gutowski feels the same way.
Oh, it would have been interesting. Do you think he ever, I mean, when he was down in that position?
Has he ever pooed? I don't.
No.
It's gotten very strange.
Hold on, let me think. I feel like maybe he has.
Now he's just driven off the Kennedy.
But he's in a very tense session. Does the whole Senate collectively just bind up?
So Derrick Rose was traded yesterday, and I was really enjoying.
Yeah, he's no longer a bull.
Was he ever a bull?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Did he play?
He won an MVP award. He got him to the playoffs a few times after the Michael Jordan horrible teams, the teams after Michael left. So I don't know. And he did a lot for this city. It's amazing all the stories that are coming out about the things he did for the community that were beyond him playing basketball.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, no, he paid for a lot of funerals of kids that got killed with all the violence happening on the South Side. He paid for a lot of... That's just one of the many things that's been shared on social media and other places about Derrick Rose.
I was not aware.
Yeah, no, so him as a kind of an advocate for things, he's pretty great. So it is a shame to see him go from that respect,
well,
from the city itself.
From that respect, I was not aware of that. Is it then sort of hard to see all the very mean memes?
About him getting injured all the time?
Yes. Yeah. Derrick Rose tears his ACL packing for New York.
Yes, they have. Yeah, the memes are him on the ground in front of, like, on the walkway at Midway, or they're funny. I mean, I hope he has a good sense of
humor.
Have you
seen the one where it's his uniform as a Knicks? It's all suits and shirts. Like, it just has because he's always on the bench wearing a suit.
It is sad because he played so well the year that he won the MVP, and then he just broke down a whole bunch and was, you know, and everybody got mad because he'd always not come back when everyone thought that he was going to come back. You guys remember that they would say, like, the doctors are ready, Derek can start playing again, and he would take another, like, 3 weeks off.
He had 18 injuries and missed 237 games.
Wow.
In the 11-12 NBA season, he had back spasms and missed 5 games. In the 2010 season, sprained his left wrist. 10-11, he had a stiff neck and missed 1 game. I don't have the whole chart here.
A lot of things happened.
That was just, like... They have it like, oh, wow. Okay, hold on a second. And then he had strained groin, sore right hamstring, torn meniscus, sprained both ankles, torn meniscus again, sprained right ankle, sore left knee, torn ACL. That made him miss 99 games, that makes sense. The ACL is a tough one to come back from. A strained left hamstring. Yeah, so those are a lot of that. Here's the chart.
It's weird, too, though, because the Bulls didn't like get anything all that great back. For him. They got a veteran player and a couple younger guys, but they didn't get, you know, anyone that they think is going to be an MVP or anything like that. And I know Derrick Rose isn't an MVP anymore himself, but
What was the point? I mean, why?
I think it was salary cap predominantly because
he's $25 million, right?
Yeah,
a year or something,
he's getting paid a lot of money, and they want, you know, other people. They might trade Butler too. Remember when Jordan, Jordan retired and Pippen got traded, and just the whole team, they just let everyone go. The Bulls were just like, everybody out. It seems like they're doing that again. Butler's their other really good player.
Only
Jimmy
without
Butler.
The, you know, championships.
Right. without winning anything. Next year it might be all 19-year-old kids playing basketball.
I wonder how many people are like me. Like, you know, the Bulls, I'd be excited if they won. But when it takes sort of, there've been magical teams in the city. Michael Jordan on the Bulls, the entire 85 Bears. I mean, for me, it kind of takes that level of excitement I'm not just a fair weather fan. It's not just when a team is winning. It's when it's that grand.
Well, look at the three Stanley Cups in 6 years. I mean, that's pretty spectacular. I've fallen in love with that team.
Exactly.
Well, what you guys are talking about, too, with Derrick Rose, the year that he actually made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, that he competed against LeBron James and almost beat him.
Yeah.
I think that was the beginning of that magic, and then he got broken, like, 6 times.
Right, so there was no momentum. Yeah. I mean,
There was 1 year of kind of, and then everyone looking forward to next year. Sort of like the Cubs. The Cubs last year and how they ignited all these, you know, huge kind of reactions, but they're crushing it this year.
Well, they're a little bit of a skid.
4 games in a row they've
lost. Okay, let's not have to say that loud.
Well, I'm just saying.
Baseball. This happens.
I believe Nick D was speculating whether or not this is what happens when you pose nude, because Jake Arrieta posed. There was a there. You
know, yeah, he's like throwing baseballs and stuff.
Is that for the body ESPN body image?
Yes,
a
it
body
is.
Issue.
Three Chicago athletes were selected for the ESPN upcoming body issue, and he was one of them. Oh, I want to see some of these photos. You guys,
have
talk
you ever seen
yourself.
Anybody pitch naked? I really feel like that's not. I don't know. I like the ESPN body.
Just the
issue.
High kick. You just think there, yeah. that there's this whole area of damage that could occur.
It's weird. They want them to do their sports naked.
Well, it's the center snap being to the quarterback. That just makes me. That makes
yeah,
me
that
uncomfortable.
One, that
I have
one
to admit.
Seems, yeah.
That's just Turkish prison all over again.
You went, Scott? You were in Turkish?
Esmeralda and I have the same expression on our faces. What?
Can we just move on?
What? He went to Turkish prison, though. We got. I can't even say it.
He's just got his dreams. He just wakes up yeah. and thinks I've been in a Turkish
It was an experimental
prison.
Period. Let's move on.
I say, have we asked anyone to bring us some mac and Cheetos? We forgot to ask.
Yeah, we asked people. No one's bringing us no mac and Cheetos. Why not?
I don't know. I guess we're not nice people.
Anyone bring us mac and Cheetos? Anyone?
I don't know if there are any Burger Kings still open.
Oh, there's yeah, there's there one are? That on my way home. Oh. I'm going to have it on the way home, I think.
Are you going to have mac and Cheetos on the way
yeah,
home?
Why not? I'll take a photo.
It's the kind of thing I would try and like just for one or two and throw the rest of the bag away, which is really wasteful. I shouldn't do that. If I'm going to do it, I should.
Oh, yeah. No, when you try food, you have to finish the food.
Yeah,
that's like a law somewhere.
The KFC Double Down, yeah. where both sides were fried chicken, I ate the entire
Oh, my
piece
God.
Of that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I ate one. I had one.
I made the mistake of ordering the grilled Double Down.
Oh, yeah, that's all slimy.
It is?
It's just gross.
Did you get it because it would be less fattening? Or
yeah,
yeah,
of course.
I was on the South Beach diet.
What were
at the
you
time.
Thinking?
I was thinking I wasn't going to have any bread, just a lot of meat.
It's so gross, though.
So gross. Very. It was very slimy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would just be drippy.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
Remembering the Turkish prison again, huh? I still can't say it. Turkish prison.
Turkish
prison.
I have that happen all the time. There's things I can't say.
Turkish prison.
I can't remember what they are right now.
Political cartoonist you had.
There you go. That's what
it was great.
Yeah. I just pretend like I'm saying it correctly, and I just let everybody else go. I don't think she's saying that right.
I actually, you know, I'm a lector at my church, and I had to.
How's your organist?
She's listening and loves the show. Okay. She just was smiling from ear to ear.
Can she mark that you were the one that brought up nervous pooing?
Yes.
You asked everybody.
The Lord understands nervous pooing. I'm sure there's a patron saint for that.
Don't see
I'm going to Google it.
I feel like it's because I have a girl's voice that she's like, oh, she's disgusting. I don't know why she sounds like that in my head, but that's how your organist sounds.
Yeah. No, she doesn't sound like that at all. She's actually very, very nice. And she thinks you're fabulous. She just thinks you don't have to go blue.
I did. I haven't. Okay, maybe I did a little bit.
I'm sorry. What was the segment with the
masturbation?
Yeah.
Somehow masturbation.
And smelling and licking.
And no, natural.
No, smelling was the microphone cover smelled bad.
And masturbation.
And licking, Ed Asner licked me when I tried to take a selfie with him.
Plus,
J-Lo, that happened.
J-Lo is a little bit of a surprising celebrity to be the number one most
that is
know,
strange.
Fantasized about.
That wouldn't be
your number
she's,
one.
She's
no.
just not,
not
doing as much stuff now. Like, what is she doing?
Apparently popping up in people's fantasies. More after this on 720 WGN. Before you go, go. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I am joined by Scott Stantis, who is the political cartoonist of the Chicago Tribune. I was asking earlier in the show if perhaps we can change, if there's another. I feel like the language has been controlled by the governor as far as the turnaround agenda. I won't pass a budget unless we have the turnaround agenda. There are items on my turnaround agenda. Chicago can take my turnaround agenda and suck on it. And I'm not sure if he said that exactly.
I don't think he said
but,
that.
But do you have any other idea? Like, my husband thinks that it should be called the billionaire's agenda.
Yeah, that's
and,
not.
And my
not...
way or the highway agenda or hostage demand. Are the other choices.
No, I don't like any of them. I happen to like the agenda.
Do you like the turnaround agenda?
I do. I like the fact. Well, first off, he's backed off
as,
a lot of stuff.
But as a way for us getting to a resolution for our,
yeah, I
our
do,
budget.
Yeah, I think that the
turnaround
term limits and the remap are things that you could probably put on the back burner in the last minute.
Those are the ones he said that are now his primary ones, though. Last week, that's what he said right here in the studio to Ro Khan.
Okay.
Those are now his two primary
okay.
issues.
I think they're important issues for the state. I truly do. But we got to get a budget. We just have to get a budget.
So, but I mean, the thing
and
is, the reason
this,
we don't have a budget. The reason we don't have a budget is because he has a turnaround agenda that hasn't been met.
That's part of it. The other part is that Madigan and his minions pass budgets that are billions of dollars out of kilter, and it's unconstitutional. They're not balanced budgets, which we have to pass in this great state of Illinois. And So,
well, but the governor has a line item veto. He can go through the budget and say, well, we're not going to pay for this, we're not going to pay for that. He has that. That's his actually his job, is to go through and either veto the entire budget.
But when you have a supermajority in the House, that can overturn those things.
But still submit the budget that you want then. I mean, he can submit the budget he wants based on the budget they submitted with the numbers that are there.
Well, both sides are intransigent.
So they have, but they have submitted a budget. They can say that these are the things that we deem worthy spending money on, roads and social services. Everything is there. So he can go through and say, well, these are things that we're not going to spend. He hasn't done that.
Why knowingly pass a budget that the Senate won't pass? That the House.
Well, show us what your priorities are. What are the what do you want to cut? What $7 billion? Show us.
Well, I think we're coming down now. What we're happening now? We just passed. I don't know. You probably already knew this because you know things. We've passed 1 million people who are now being affected by the shutdown, and most of them are kids, poor families, people without a voice.
Without giving us a budget, he has decided that those are the people that shouldn't get services. He's doing it without actively doing it.
Well, what's happening is it's been the slow motion train wreck, and we're about to hit the part that's not so slow. And especially in the fall when some of the pension obligations aren't going to be met, other bills aren't going to be met. And then it's going to be, then it gets really, really serious. It's been serious, but people like you and I pay attention.
We probably should call the senator and have this conversation on the line with him. So we're calling Senator Mike. Did you already try? So we're calling Senator Mike Hastings, and we are going to leave him a voicemail. And I feel bad now that I didn't have this conversation. Although maybe he'll answer. I don't really know Senator Mike Hastings, so I'm a little bit nervous about this. It'll be fine.
He's from the 19th district.
He is?
Part of Lockport.
What if he's like one of those people that leaves their phone on in case there's an emergency?
Oh my God.
And he's getting this call in the middle of the night? Or what if we have the wrong number?
Yeah, or you mean kind of like John Cass?
Oh, that was a scary moment.
He does not let it go to voicemail, though. So.
Hi, you've reached Mike Hastings. I'm unavailable to take your call, but please leave a brief message and a number, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Tape that like in a field or something.
Have a great
day. Oh, that was nice.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello, Senator Hastings. This is Patty Vasquez at WGN Radio.
Greg Collins having a great day.
Esmeralda Leon.
Scott Stannis having a great day.
Scott is the political cartoonist for Chicago Tribune, and we actually are calling legislators every night during this budget impasse. The last thing I do before my show ends at 2 a.m. is call one of our legislators. Actually, tomorrow night coming up on the show, we have our Budget Crisis Corner. We are going to welcome Representative Martwick and Representative Batnick for a conversation. That we always invite one Republican and one Democrat.
Did you pick the names because they rhymed?
Actually, Representative Batnick.
Kind of adorable.
It is a little bit, isn't it? Batnick and Martwick. Batnick actually requested Representative Martwick.
It sounds like something from Lewis Carroll.
It does seem like very British. Batnick and Martwick will be joining us in studio. We shall see who makes a better tea. Who puts cream in his tea and who puts sugar? Who uses honey?
And who has the crumpets?
Are we leaving a message for Senator Hastings?
Here we are with a tea off. We're doing a tea off. Our legislators will be teeing off.
Teeing off with
our
legislators.
Yeah, but that sounds like yelling and stuff.
It does really, kind of. That's why I call it Crisis Corner. Mm-hmm. It did get a little heated between Senator Biss and Senator Bellock last week. Oh, yeah. Well, she was at home on the phone and he was in studio.
That was her main problem.
And I told her that it would be a little bit harder having a conversation about our budget impasse if she can't see the body language and kind of see the eye contact, know when you want to jump in.
Yeah.
So they would each have to wait for each other to finish. And they did wonderfully, but I think that she had a little bit... It was a little frustrating. It's harder on the phone. You get a little bit wrapped up. So actually, with that being said, Senator Hastings, we would love to invite you on the show to join us in our Budget Crisis Corner. I'll actually be in contact with you if this voicemail doesn't tick you off. But the whole state of Illinois is pretty ticked off about not having a budget. Scott Santis and I were just conversing.
Yes.
Our differing opinions. I think that the governor should have done this last year, taken his ability, his job to go through the budget line by line and tell us, you said it's out of whack. By last year, it was $4 billion. This year, it's $7 billion. So tell us what you want to cut, Governor. Tell us what goes. So what will bring it down to $7 billion? What are the social services that should not be paid for, or the roads or the schools? Tell us where to start.
Well, or you could
or
say that
there, no, that's all there
Madigan
is to
could,
it.
No, Madigan could propose a budget that is actually like a real budget, not this thing
The budget is paying for things. So you're saying that No, they're saying these are the things that need to be paid for. This is what it costs to run the state of Illinois to take care of things. What would you cut?
Well, I'd have to see the budget.
Well, go ahead. I'm sure it's available.
I think staffing for legislators would be one place to start, certainly.
Okay, so we've cut $175,000.
Oh, please.
I don't know. Cut by what? But cut by their hours?
We cut
fire them?
$275,000?
This is the thing. People keep saying it's out of whack. What is an acceptable amount to cut? What services?
Also, let's get a serious, and this is where the courts get in, and it gets really dicey, and we go into the tall weeds and make very uninteresting radio. But I mean, the pension problem is still not fixed.
It has nothing to do with the budget. It doesn't. The budget is what it costs to run everything in the state of Illinois. That's already locked in constitutionally. That whatever we're going to pay is what's being paid. They're not going to. You want to now change the constitution before we have a budget? Then that we also have to. That might also be overturned.
Yes, pension obligations are killing the state. That's the.
It has nothing to do with the budget. Is what it costs to run the state.
Part of that is the budget. Is pension obligations right?
I don't believe so. I don't believe the pension obligations are part of what is in the budget. Is what's holding up the fine. So we have to, how would that affect how much because if it's a set number that has to be paid into the pensions, how does that affect the budget? That's already established if it is part of the budget.
It is.
So it can't be cut. So what difference does that make?
The maximum time permitted for recording your message.
I got the last word on Senator
Hastings. Son of a.
He's going to call and explain to me how, I mean, what would you change about the pensions? How could. Oh, thank God!
Senator. We have to.
What?
We have to look at. We have to look at changing these. I think you and I have talked about this before. Servicing the agreed to pensions that have been agreed to up to this point.
It doesn't change how much we spend on our budget. It doesn't. Not on this budget. Not for 2016 or 2017. Oh, Pumpkin! Here's Pumpkin. Mm-hmm. Hey, Pumpkin, how you doing?
Well, I'm not too bad, Patty. Can I strike a different viewpoint?
Sure.
Please.
I think than mine or point. Scott's or different than mine?
All right, it's different than yours.
and Scott's?
No, I think Scott's on the right track. The starting point for any venture like this is like a household. You start with the amount of money that's coming into the state's coffers. That is the starting point for Madigan and his crew, and they've done it unsuccessfully for the last 20-plus years. That's the starting point. You can't spend more than you bring in other words. Basic arithmetic.
Yeah, zero-sum budgeting. That makes all the sense in the world.
So,
very few governments do it.
And it's true that neither the Democrats nor the Republicans have proposed what the tax increases should be, but they were allowed to expire last year. We were at 5%, and now we're at 3.75% for income tax.
It was a temporary tax, by the way.
Yes, because nobody had the guts to make it a permanent tax.
Because it was sold as a temporary tax. We were promised it was a temporary tax.
Yeah, the toll roads were promised to be temporary, too.
Yeah, and they should go, shouldn't they?
No, they're fine.
No,
go
they're
ahead.
Not.
Yes, Joe?
Driving through the state's a nightmare.
Sorry, Joe, we're not yelling at you. We're yelling at each other.
We yell because we love.
Yes.
Can I get
our
in?
State. Yes, your turn.
Sorry, Joe.
I'll turn our mics off. You go, Joe.
Okay. One other thing. We always talk about more taxes. Madigan should get together, do a realistic budget, zero-based, if you will. That's where Scott's on the ball here. And you start from that as a starting point. Granted, there's a lot of worthwhile causes and a lot of worthwhile expenditures.
But give me your cut, Joe. Scott wants to cut the legislative staffing. What's your cut in the budget?
My cut is I'd have to look line by line. This is what
nobody
I would
wants,
do.
Nobody's got the thing that they want to cut. I mean, and this includes the governor. This includes, you know, the representatives and the senators have all decided that these are the things that they're spending money on.
How about every commission we have that pays a salary that, you know, and they meet four times a year? How about starting with something? And yeah, it's pennies to the dollar. There's no question about that.
There's Judy Bart Topinka all over again. She had the right idea on a smaller scale. Eliminate duplicity. Eliminate a lot of the offices that are just doing the same cotton-picking function, if you will.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Let's get rid of the auditor. Let's combine the auditor's office with the treasurer's office. That saves $1.5 billion a year.
But those aren't things that are in the budget. Like they're the power to pass
a
budget.
You cut? You're saying what would you cut? I'm telling you what I would cut or change to save money. And
but the things that are cuttable in the budget. Mm-hmm. They're not saying they're not like, you know, we won't pay for this. The things that are cuttable are services, our roads, our education. Those are the things that are cuttable. Those are the things that we're simply
putting
on the
table. Those are the things that are cut. And that's unfortunate. Those are the things that, for some reason,
we got a break to get to
more after this. Okay, 7:22.